and permanent drought ahead for the Southwest?
We're looking at something close to the best flow period.
A Greek cruise ship sinks.
We heard a big shudder, and then the whole boat started to tilt.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, after a final night of sometimes bitter wrangling, with some scientists vowing never to participate in the process again, an international panel has approved the next in a series of reports on the effects of climate change. Reporter Patricia Kelly is in Brussels.
They've agreed that there has always been climate change throughout the history of the world, but it's now happening at a speed that we've never known before.
I'm Dan Raviv in New York. Roger Pulwardy, a U.S. government scientist who helped write today's report, expects, for example, America's southwestern states to have more droughts.
We're talking really about things like the Colorado River Basin. We sort of need a strategy to manage the major reservoirs we have.
At a British government institute, Matt Huddleston says rich countries probably can afford the necessary changes.
But by and large, it's going to be a negative impact on our economies.
Dan Raviv, CBS News, New York.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. U.S. officials this morning downplayed the contentious tone of the debate and complaints from some scientists that the report was watered down. The lead U.S. representative at the Brussels meeting, Sharon Hayes, describes the report as very robust.
Climate change is clearly a global challenge, and we all recognize that it requires global solutions.
And Hayes repeated the White House call for more studies on the impact of global warming and the best ways to respond to it. Now, while the report includes some very specific warnings, the administration says the science is still evolving, Nick.
Well, a spring storm that carries winter's sting has dumped more than a foot of snow in sections of the Northeast. In Maine, more than 60,000 customers are without power this morning. In sections of the Midwest, after a warm spell, bitter cold has settled in again. It's causing major headaches for farmers, says reporter John Mills of
Some farmers are planning to bring in helicopters to fan their crops, one technique to protect them from the severe cold. Eckerd's Country Farms in Belleville, Illinois, says its entire crop of apples and peaches could be lost depending on how cold it gets. That hasn't happened since 1955.
A manhunt is underway for one of three suspects in a New Jersey bank robbery attempt that went tragically bad yesterday. The FBI's special agent in charge, Pedro Ruiz, says it appears one agent's gun accidentally discharged in the confrontation, killing Agent Barry Bush.
If this should prove true, the tragic death of Special Agent Bush immensely compounds the grief of his family and our FBI family.
Two of the robbery suspects are being held. As Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez fights to keep his job, the Justice Department is refusing to turn over documents to congressional investigators looking into the firing of eight federal prosecutors. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Key papers are being withheld, and in the latest political sparring, Democrats postponed the Attorney General's first chance to testify on Capitol Hill, frustrating the White House, which wants Gonzalez's side of the story out there to blunt all the criticism. And in a sign of more turmoil, three lawyers in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis have quit their management jobs.
I think it's a continuation of ideological-driven appointments and prosecutions.
Minnesota legal scholar Joseph Daly, the U.S. attorney there, is a 33-year-old Bush appointee. Nick?
As the pet food recall expanded, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin says he's planning a hearing into what he believes was a breakdown in the FDA doing its job.
This pet food crisis is about two things. It's about contaminated food, and it's about a food safety system that failed us.
More than 200 pet owners have filed suit in the case. 20 additional varieties of wet food have been added to the list, along with Sunshine Mills dried dog biscuits that contain wheat gluten. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A resolution expressing displeasure with the worsening war in Iraq is heading back to the state Senate without strong language criticizing President Bush. The resolution has stopped short of specifically condemning Bush's decision to send more troops. Opponents say there's little difference between the two resolutions, calling them a disservice to soldiers. Meanwhile, hundreds of people attended funeral services in Boulder yesterday for an Army specialist killed in Iraq. 32-year-old Stefan Kowalczyk died as a result of small arms fire on March 14th. His brother Michael spoke at the service.
I'd like to mention one thing I never saw Steve do. I never saw Steve try to improve anyone. He didn't judge people, but instead accepted them. He accepted people genuinely, consistently, and with all of his careful attention.
Stephen Kowalczyk was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, but family members say he lived in Boulder at various times. And the wait for a driver's license could get a little shorter in some parts of the state next year, but drivers are going to have to pay for it. A state Senate committee recommends drivers pay $5 more for their license plates. Those buying specialty plates would pay $50, double the current amount. Extra money would pay for the opening of three more driver's license offices in Adams, Jeffco, and Larimer counties, and the hiring of 25 more workers to speed up service at existing locations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning, Aaron O'Neill filling in for Gina Michaels this morning. If you're just headed to the highways, you're looking at a pretty decent drive overall. Speeds pushing the 50s and 60s for all the Denver Metro, although we are starting to see a few more headlights heading southbound I-25 out of the Thornton, North Glen area, starting to crowd up just a touch. Curtis, it's going to be a little bit of a wet morning. Drizzly down into the Denver Tech Center and out to the west. A little more harder as far as rainfall up towards the Boulder area. So we're going to be dealing with weather this morning. Security wait time if you're headed out to DIA. 5 minutes. Check your weather for today. Cloudy and cold, light drizzle.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry.
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
And 4200. 1-800-989-4200. Air pollution is not a myth. And this offer is nothing to sneeze at.
The Osgood File, April 6, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Eleven minutes after six. Yes, a 30% chance of light snow today and a high of only 40. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We made it to Friday, and no, I'm not going to go into this big long rap about how could we get any accumulation when the high today is going to be 40. Won't the ground be too warm? I won't even go there. John Turk producing the show? I won't even touch that. But tonight, we have a 60% chance of snow likely and a low of 24. And on Saturday, another 60% chance of snow likely and a high of 32. And then Saturday night, about a 40% chance of snow and a low of around 20, which I hope goes totally and completely out of the area, because I don't know about you for this Easter weekend or Passover or whichever one you celebrate or nothing, but I have plans. Mary and I have plans this weekend. We're going to go see the first points race of figure eight racing at the Colorado Speedway with my man Vic Johnson, who I have like a little sponsorship in his automobile. And we're going to talk to Vic shortly after 7 and just ask him about this. Why anybody would engage in this kind of insanity? If you've never seen this, I don't even know how to describe it. But, and I don't want to be insulting towards Vic, but, and I'm not because I really like him, but you got to have a screw loose to do this. I think. I'll ask him that. So we'll talk to him for 6 or 7 minutes, and you can join us Saturday night at Colorado Speedway if you wish. We'll be wearing our overcoats and our gloves. While those guys are out there. All right, there is, as always, a ton of stuff going on, and there's so much stuff going on, it's almost to the point where you really need a program to keep score of everything that's happening. As you know, Senator John McCain, that whole visit to Baghdad continues to be an issue in the media. It continues to be something that people speculate about. We'll have David Korn on a little bit later on in the morning from The Nation magazine, and we'll talk to him about not only that, but also McCain's campaign in general, which people are now starting to say is in trouble because he isn't raising any money. And now what he's decided to do, see if this doesn't sound familiar. Now what he's decided to do is he's decided to adopt the Bush fundraising method, which is when George W. Bush ran for office, he had these pioneers and these rangers. And, you know, if you gave a certain amount of money, you could be like a George W. Bush pioneer. You could be a ranger. And candidates have all kinds of little incentives and things that they do to get people to join up and to help them out. And so McCain is going to be doing this. He's going to be calling it the McCain, Fabulous 100 or something like that. Also, we're going to talk to Larry Johnson. And Larry has been on this show before. Larry is friends with Valerie Plame. Larry had a long history in the CIA. And we're going to talk to him because he says that what McCain and Lindsey Graham and these folks did was they put Iraqis at risk and they put American troops at risk. And, of course, then it turns out that 22 Shia were killed after the visit to that marketplace, and they were kidnapped, tied up, strangled, and stabbed. So we're going to find out more about that. And also, we're all holding our breath to see what happens with the Pelley video from CBS. Now, the thing I saw running this morning on CBS about 3:30 in the morning this morning is that it's as far as I know, not going to be on 60 Minutes. What it's going to be on, it's going to be on the evening news with Katie Couric. And I think that's tonight on CBS. I don't know how many of you watch that. Apparently, not many people do. But that's where it's going to be. So we'll have to see if CBS comes forward and tells the truth about this and gives the entire story about what happened there, or if they spin it and edited it and downplay it. So that'll be interesting to see tonight. And I don't watch the 5 o'clock news very much. I'm usually watching the cartoon character Chris Matthews on Hardball. Ha-ha! And I got the DVR set to get that. So I'm going to see how they handle that. Also, speaking of television, Fox News may have landed a Democratic debate, but the Democratic Party is refusing to give its formal stamp of approval to the September event, which will be co-sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus Institute. The DNC-sanctioned debates will not include Fox, says DNC Communications Director Karen Finley in an email. The Democratic National Committee announced today that it would sanction 6 debates starting in July. In 2005, DNC Chairman Howard Dean called Fox a propaganda outlet for the Republican Party, but has occasionally since then struck a slightly more conciliatory note. The refusal of the party to consider sanctioning the Detroit debate, however, is a mark of an increasing unified Democratic effort to marginalize the network. Fox spokesman Michael Murphy had no immediate comment on the DNC's plans. And here's something else that isn't widely reported. Fox News got beat in the last cable TV measurements by CNN. Neil Cavuto got beat by the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, and also they're being beaten in other day parts. And Oberman is coming on strong. So Fox has got its problems. Of course, the question you got to ask yourself, do we go anywhere and everywhere, or do we tell Fox, you know what, we know what you are, we know what you're about, we know what your deal is, so therefore, we're not showing up there. Now, you have to ask yourself, if you're running for the presidency, if you're out there wanting to get your message out, and if you're out there campaigning, do you want to appear on Fox? Would you appear on Fox? I'd like to know what your opinion of this would be. 303-713-7600. Because I once said on the air to Pat Walk, the chairman of the Democratic Party, this was not in the state of Colorado, and this was not too long ago. This was like 2.5-3 weeks ago. I said to her, you know, we ought to ignore Fox. I've said that on the air before, too. And she said, yeah, but there are a lot of unaffiliated voters and a lot of people who are independents and people in the middle who watch Fox. I don't watch Fox. Do you watch Fox? I'd be interested to know if you watch them. And then, do you think that the DNC should ignore Fox, or do you think that they ought to appear anywhere and everywhere despite what goes on over at Fox? Which, I think Howard Dean is correct. Fox is a propaganda arm of the GOP. I mean, it really is. But I'd like to know, if you were running Hillary Clinton's campaign, if you were running Barack Obama's campaign, if you were running John Edwards' campaign, if you were running Bill Richardson's campaign, if you were running Joseph Biden's campaign, Chris Dodd's campaign, is that everybody? Dennis Kucinich's campaign, Mike Gavel's campaign, any of those folks that are seeking the Democratic nomination, and I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, If the candidate came to you and said, hey, what's your advice? Should I be on Fox, yes or no? What would your answer be? 303-713-7600. 619, 19 minutes after.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online. But their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal. But no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
Man, you ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Of course, what nobody tells you is that they were into serious substance abuse when they made that decision. 23 minutes after 6, good morning. Chance of light snow today, high 40. A little drizzle out there now, fog working. So, be aware of that if you're on your way to work. You can instant message us at am760.net. Here's the question. And I also have a secondary question to ask, and I forgot to ask it. Give me a break. It's Friday. The DNC is basically shutting Fox out, Fox News. Okay, my question is, do you think that that's a right decision on the part of Democrats? And second, where do you get your news from? And I'm not talking about the Internet, which a lot of us use, most of us, I would assume, nowadays. And I'm also not talking about the print media, for those of us that consume that. I'm talking about on the television. Now, if you don't watch any TV, and if you're one of those people, and I know people that are like that, who say, look, I don't watch any at all. And the place I get my news from is I go to the Internet, and I look at the world press, and I read the newspapers online that way, and I stay away from the so-called quote-unquote mainstream media, which a lot of times just turns out to be nothing but a right-wing echo chamber. I stay away from that. Okay, fine, you can call and admit to that too. But the choices out there now are a lot more as far as what's available than, say, 30 years ago or even 25 years ago. So if you look at what's out there, if you look at what's available, there's Fox, there's MSNBC, there's CNN, there's headline news, except in the evening times, I believe, which is then they go into all that bizarre programming, like Glenn Beck, who is definitely out there, and then Nancy Grace, God. You know, we accidentally switched that on last night, and I mean, it's like, can you sit through that? She is still, like last night, she was still talking about Anna Nicole Smith. It was like, Nancy, hello? She was still talking about Anna Nicole Smith. I couldn't believe that. She wasn't even talking about Keith Richards saying that whole thing about him snorting his father was a joke, and the New Music Express insisting that it was no joke and that it was real. So those are your cable choices. Then, on your network choices, you've got CBS. And is there anybody out there who watches Katie Couric? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Okay, then there's Brokaw. No, Brian Williams, I'm sorry. And then there's Charles Gibson. And then you can boil it down to the local news, which you've got 9, 7, 4, 31, and 2. So there's a lot of choices out there as far as what you can watch. Now, I have to admit to you that Mary and I only watch Keith Olbermann on Countdown on MSNBC. We sometimes see a little bit of the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, but we always end up getting lured away to the Chris Matthews Comedy Hour on MSNBC because Matthews, he's full of it, but you know something? There's something about him I like. Almost to the point where I'd like to book him on the show and just ask him, like, where do you come up with this stuff? So we get lured over to that. And then that leads right into Countdown. And then basically we don't watch any of the other stuff, except Mary watches the local news. And I believe she watches 9. Because we were talking yesterday about Adele Arakawa. So I know she watches 9. I don't know about if she watches 7 or 4. I watch 7 sometimes to see Mike Nelson. Also lately, since we get up so early, I've been watching this Up to the Minute on CBS with this woman, Meg Oliver. And that's not bad. That's not a bad show if you consider the fact that if you needed to turn the television on and if you needed to find out what was going on, there's only two places on TV that have live, not pre-recorded news, which is a pretty sad state of affairs in America in 2007. And those two places are ABC and CBS, and CBS only gets into this up-to-the-minute thing at about 3:20 in the morning after they're done running the infomercial for real estate investments or whatever the hell it is they run. So the two questions here are, number one, should the DNC shun Fox? Is that a right move? And number two, where do you go to get your news? Who do you pick? Do you pick CNN? Do you pick MSNBC? Do you pick Fox? And then also on the local level, who do you single out and who do you watch? 303-713-7600. John, you watch local news, don't you?
Yeah, usually me and Stacy try to catch the 10 o'clock news, and once weather's done, we usually turn the TV off and go to bed. But, yeah, we watch Channel 9 at night at 10. And, you know, for the most part, you know, when we're in here, we watch CNN in the morning. And in the afternoon, I'll watch a little CNN. I'll watch Olbermann from time to time if I get the kids to bed early enough and get all my stuff done. But Channel 9 and CNN, for the most part, is what's on in my house news-wise.
So you don't watch MSNBC, you don't watch Fox?
I do, I watch Olbermann Show.
Yeah, okay, that's right, you said that. But you don't watch Fox, do you?
No, never.
No, me
never on in my house.
And you know what, is it just me? Does it irritate you when you go into a business and they have Fox on? That irritates me, man. You know, we have Fox on downstairs in this building.
I was just going
to
say that.
And somebody came up to me, I'm not going to name names, but somebody came up to me and said, oh, you can't, you know, have you ever gone down there and tried to change the channel away from Fox? And I said, no, I've never fooled with the TV because basically I don't spend much time in the lobby and I just kind of ignore it. And they said, oh, try to go down there and change the channel. See what happens. And I said, well, what happens? And they said, well, I saw Fox on there. I got irritated. So what I did was I tried to change the channel. It doesn't get anything but Fox. Oh, really? All right, 6:30, and we'll take your calls on this. What cable news network do you watch for news, and who do you watch locally? And you can't. And if you don't watch TV, you can tell me that. But we're not talking websites, okay? Because and we're not talking print media either. All right, it's 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Gina Michaels is out. Isn't she at a deposition giving the fifth? Aaron?
Is she doing what?
At a deposition giving the fifth.
Yes.
That's what I thought, too.
No, I don't know.
What do you mean? She's not like what's her name? I can't think of her name now. From the Justice Department, who is going to when she appears before Congress, is going to take the fifth, and no other person who has ever been employed by the Justice Department in any kind of a ranking position has ever taken the fifth, ever. That's number one.
Oh, brother.
And number two, it's kind of a contradiction to be in a situation where you work for the Justice Department and you take the fifth. Because if Congress finds you in contempt, how's the Justice Department gonna prosecute you when you're working there? A little weird, huh?
It is.
Okay, who do you watch for news?
I just watch local channels.
Okay, so you never see CNN, you never see MSNBC, you never see Fox.
No, I don't have cable.
What?
Can you believe it?
Why don't you have cable?
Well, I can either have my high-speed internet or I can only have my cable,
no,
so I chose the internet.
No, don't give me that you can't afford it. Are you serious?
It's a conscious decision I made.
Do you have health insurance?
I do.
Just thought I'd check. Have you got a car?
I've got a car.
Okay. Thought I'd check on that, too.
Wants and needs, Jay.
All right. What's your credit score? No, never mind. Okay. Let's get to some traffic, and then we'll talk to people who do make a conscious choice to be plugged in to the rest of the world and who have a cable system.
Oh, no.
God almighty. Yeah, man, look at all the stuff you're missing. You've never seen Pinks on the Speed Channel?
I haven't. No.
Oh, lose your ride, lose the race, lose your ride?
No.
Nope. Dude, you got to come over to my house for the weekend.
I'll be over.
And check out some Pinks. All right, how's the traffic going this morning with this weather?
Well, we got a wet drive this morning. We're actually seeing a lot of light drizzle around town and more heavier rainfall up towards the Boulder area and to the west. So you've got wet roads to contend with, certainly some splashback this morning. And we're just kind of dealing with the usual stuff so far, that slow ride in from Thornton and North Glen, south Bend I-25 from 104th getting down to 84th. It's really starting to fill in across downtown, too. Eastbound 270 now loading up, I-76 getting down to York, and westbound I-76 a touch heavy right around 74th Avenue. But fortunately, we aren't dealing with any major traffic issues on the highways just yet. Looking at your weather for today, cloudy and cold, and this light drizzle continues with a high of 40 and maybe some light flurries by early afternoon. We're at 34 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Step into the winter zone at the new Century Casino in Central City and be one of the lucky contestants selected at 7 p.m. every Tuesday and Friday to play our punch.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Stiff metal coils that create those uncomfortable pressure points. So if you're not getting enough sleep, how about looking at the mattress you're sleeping on? And check this out. Stop into a Select Comfort store and take advantage of no interest and no payments for 12 months on all Sleep Number beds. But you got to hurry up because this sale is only going to go till Sunday, April the 15th. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatirons Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country.
Yep. Mighty Burl, Burl Haggard. And by the way, John reminds me that today, listen, reminded you that today is Merle Haggard's birthday. And by the way, Merle has got a brand new CD coming out. And I was listening to the Merle Haggard, Ray Price, Willie Nelson CD on the way to work this morning. Thank you, Jay. We really don't care. Stop promoting old country music nobody gives a damn about, because we're not into that kind of music, Jay. And if you don't stop doing it, we're going to switch to KBCO. Okay, well, sorry. I withdraw. We're talking about the DNC shutting Fox out, and also about where you go to get your news. And I'm not talking about the internet, and I'm not talking about the print media. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Barbara in Fort Collins. Hi, Barbara. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, although I kind of wish it were a little bit more sunny.
Oh, I know. I wish it would warm up, but you hate to complain when everybody else is getting horrible weather.
Yeah, that's true. So we better just keep our mouths shut and stop cursing the gods.
That's what I keep telling myself. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Listen, I listen to you every morning. I'm a diehard Democrat. I listen to you from the time you come on in the morning, and I listen to that channel all day long.
Unless, oh, well, thank you.
Unless my granddaughter changes it. But I watch Katie Couric. I'm very loyal to her. And I watch Channel 4 and 7 News. I prefer 4. And then I watch The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. I don't watch...
Countdown?
No. I'm going to have to start watching that. But I don't watch... Who's the guy that comes on after Wolf Blitzer? And I can't think of his... Oh, Lou Dobbs.
No. You know why you... Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, the way they have that rigged up is Blitzer's on first, then
right.
Dobbs comes on at 4 o'clock our time,
right.
Then Blitzer comes back, then Paula Zahn is on after Blitzer with her soap opera news coverage.
Right.
She was doing some really ridiculous story last night. I can't remember what it was. I saw it for like 10 seconds and went, "Oh my God, I can't deal with this," and turned it.
And Lou Dobbs, I'm sorry of his dance. I hate it. He just goes on, and I want to tell him, give it up. You know, he's just, I don't know, I think he's mad or something.
Well, he's not truthful.
No.
That's the thing. When he puts those guests on, he doesn't totally at times tell you what they're really about. And all of the reporting and everything that he does is all rigged to represent his point of view.
Yeah, just his point of view. And I don't know what I think about the immigrants coming over here. We were all immigrants at one time, you know. But,
well, I wish he would definitely get into that topic without putting on these people who have white supremacist roots to them. Okay, but you never watch Fox.
No, I will not watch Fox. O'Reilly's a dip.
Yeah, I would have used another word starting with a D, but I get fired. It's the vice president's first name.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the DNC should deal with Fox or tell him no?
I think they should tell him no, because all Fox will do is get on there and turn everything around like they usually do, because, you know, the Republicans can do whatever they want, but we do the same thing, and it's wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly how they are. Barbara, thank you, and let's hope we see a little sun today.
Yes, thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Barbara. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Tina in Thornton. Tina, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
My first choice is Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he covers the stories. He has what I feel are well-informed guests. Now, I do have to tell you, once in a while, I'll peek at Fox News just to see what cartoons they're carrying.
How long can you stay with them when you peek?
No more than 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
O'Reilly just is so rude to his guests. He asks questions and then answers his own questions.
He's also real ill-informed. I mean, he makes statements, and he's not the only one who does this, but he makes statements that are really, if you go back and you factually look at them, they're insupportable. And then also, that whole thing with those two kids, I believe it was in Missouri, where he's on there and he's blaming them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that?
That's his opinion.
Well, yeah, but what kind of moral adult makes that kind of statement?
It's the moral-based Republican Party, isn't it? They have their views and their morals sort of skewed.
Yeah, but I don't even think that... I don't think that there are Republicans out there who would take that attitude. I think that that's you know, that old cliche about beyond the pale, outside of community standards. And I don't think that they would fit into that category. I think you'd be hard-pressed. I mean, you'd find some, no question. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to find the average person who might identify themselves as being, as leaning towards or being a GOP voter that would say that victims of crimes are responsible, not the criminals.
I agree with that. And let me add that I have written two emails to the Black Caucus saying that they really don't need to allow Fox in those debates.
Did you ever get an answer?
No, not yet. I sent one yesterday, and I sent one about a week ago, I think.
Well, I'll be interested to know if you get an answer, and I'd be interested to know what your answer is. And it's just hit me, and I think we're going to try to do this. It doesn't guarantee that it'll happen, but I think we're going to try to reach out to a member of the Black Caucus and see if we can get them on the air and ask them point blank about their position about Fox.
Well, wasn't there a study done that the people that get their news solely from Fox don't know what the issues are? For instance, they think we still found WMDs in Iraq.
Well, yeah, there was a study out that showed that the people who watch exclusively Fox believe that there were WMDs found in Iraq and also believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. And yesterday, Vice President Dick Cheney started talking that same game again about Saddam Hussein and the connection between 9/11. And most people who get their news from independent sources realize that that's been discredited and it isn't true. Tina, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Where do you get your news from? And I'm not talking about the internet or print media. I'm talking about what cable news network do you watch? What local news network? Not local news network. Listen to me. What local channel do you watch for your news? And do you agree with a lot of Democrats that they want to stay away from Fox? It's only the Black Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, that has agreed to deal with Fox. Is that the way to go? Do you think that they're making the right decision? 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Nice to have you along. Let's check out Progressive Traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're just kind of seeing the usual slowdowns here in town. Southbound I-25, a long, slow ride from 104th getting down past 84th Avenue. Really packed in across downtown as well. And a lot of this due to the weather. We've got some light drizzle, heavier rainfall in some areas, and wet roads. Lots of splashback. That's going to keep things running slow this morning. So far, we are accident and stall-free. But we are seeing that load up eastbound 270, trying to get across Commerce City. Westbound I-76, a little busy right around 74th Avenue as you work your way down towards I-25. And a touch slow now southbound 225 approaching I-25. Weather today, cloudy and cold. We have this light drizzle and rainfall, and this might turn to light flurries by early afternoon. 40 degrees for a high. We're at 34 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Before things really heat up this season, it may be a good idea to make sure that your air conditioning system is ready for...
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful, non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
In part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Rocky Mountain Service, located in Denver and Brighton. If you are interested in Head Start programs or employment in Denver, call 800-748-2074. The Head Start program is now taking applications for children ages 3 to 5. For the Brighton location, call 303-659-5128.
Here's something for you to think about. Have you ever got what you really thought your car was worth when you traded it in? Well, here's your chance to get the real value for your old car. Lithia Motors is one of Colorado's largest used car dealers. We're running out of cars to sell. So right now, we want to buy your old car. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, all makes, all models. Bring it in. We want it. You may never get more for your trade than right now. Because we've instructed our appraisers to throw away the book and buy, buy, buy. So even if you're considering buying a car someplace else. Come to a Lithia store near you and get cash for your trade. For 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. It's the big vehicle acquisition event at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep. Just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana, and Parker. And at Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana, and Alameda. Don't miss your chance to get cash out of your old car. Don't wait. Shop tonight until 9 for the very best selection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
651. 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Chance of light snow. High today 40. It's foggy and drizzly out there. So it's going to be a little wet. Please be careful. 303-713-7600. The Congressional Black Caucus has reached out to Fox. They've agreed to a debate, but to host a presidential debate. But the Democratic National Committee announced yesterday that it would... it's just basically not going to have anything to do with Fox. And won't sanction the debate. Do you agree with this? Also, where do you go to get your cable news or your local news? And I'm not talking about printed and or web. Okay, let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I heard you earlier talking about the TV downstairs at the Clear Channel office.
Yeah, it's on Fox in the lobby.
Yeah.
Can't change it either. I've never tried, but an employee came up to me here once and said, "Oh man, you know the television. You can't." I went over. I was irritated by them having Fox, and I went and tried to change it, and you can't get anything else. It was static.
Well, here's the deal, because that's why I wanted to call. See, I go to a gym in the middle of the morning, like usually after I listen to your show or while I'm listening to your show, and there's a bunch of TVs on in the middle of the workout area in this gym, and one of the TVs. Is always turned to Fox, and it's the only TV on the whole floor that's turned to cable news. All the other channels have, like, The View or something like that on.
Right, right.
And so, anyway, one time I talked to the girl at the desk, and I said, "Can you change that TV?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure, I'll be right back." And she goes off for a few minutes, and she comes back, and she says, "I was told that that TV that is broken, and it will not get any other channel."
Yeah, right.
So
okay.
I'm thinking it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
They're planning these TVs in strategic locations.
Yeah, so somebody went behind the television set, the TV. Somebody
exactly.
Went behind it and with epoxy glue and glued the channel selector so
exactly.
That you can't move it.
Bingo. I think they're going around doing this, you know.
It's like George Orwell, 1984.
But here's my other comment about Fox is that's my only exposure to Fox is when I watch it when I'm in the gym. And they have this gal on there named Edie Hill. Do you ever watch
this? Oh, yeah. You know what her name used to be? She got remarried and her name is Edie Hill now. But you know what her name used to be? Her name used to be Edie Tarbox. And she was a local talking head on New York City TV.
Oh, my God. Well, what my comment is if all of their, quote, anchor people, their news anchors are like Edie Hill, I mean, this stuff is so blatantly skewed. I don't know how anyone in their right mind could make the argument that they are sincerely fair and balanced, because that's not what I'm seeing.
Because,
you know what I mean?
Because what they say sounds logical to most of the people who watch it who are not really... informed, and That's part of it. And then the other part of it is that they have the lines skewered between what journalism is supposed to be and what opinion and entertainment is supposed to be.
Totally.
And those guys walk over the line all the time, but people can't figure that out.
Oh yeah, I see it constantly, and I have never seen another news entity try so as hard as they are to keep that Anna Nicole Smith story alive. That's all you see is Anna Nicole Smith and promotion for the Bush agenda. That's all you see on that channel, Jay.
Well, you also see one other thing. Let me give you one other thing you see that you see on that channel, and let me get to you very quickly here because I'm running out of time. But
okay,
you know the right wing is supposed to be. They're supposed to be very moral people and family values. You see a lot of leg and a lot of skin on Fox, and they're always doing features with girls in bikinis. And all of the female anchors, Bobby Brown, I think is her name, and all of those women, they all have short skirts. And the only good thing about watching Fox was, and I don't like her as a person because I've interviewed her, but the only good thing used to be about watching Fox is when Paula Zahn was over there, you could really get a nice look at Paula's legs because she, too, had to wear those short skirts. And, of course, now that she's at CNN, those days are over with, and I find that to be very paradoxical. Ron, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Jake.
Okay. And Paula, by the way, is getting a divorce, so the Post is reporting. And she's already dating somebody else. Now, how's that for family values for a conservative? Oh, God, there's a word I want to use, but I'm not going to use it. Larry in Denver. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good, man.
Great. I just got a real quick story here. I was down in Colorado Springs at a gas station there, brand new gas station. I'm pumping gas, and you know the little screens that they have, instructions, you know.
Oh, right. They usually try to sell you stuff too, right?
Absolutely. Well, guess what they're selling this time around? I'm halfway through pumping my gas, and on the little screen pops up Fox News Channel.
What?
Yeah.
What gas?
Fox
what
News,
gas? What,
right
what,
on the gas station.
What gas franchise was that?
It was a Shell. Brand new Shell, down very near Fort Carson.
Oh, man. Well, now you got to start thinking about, okay, is that a company decision, or is that the franchise person's decision?
I couldn't tell you there. I could take a guess as far as just the area and you know, as far as what Shell has been up to lately. But, you know, that's...
And I guess... I guess the question I'm asking here is, do I not go into another Shell gasoline station again because of this? Or do I just figure that it's the person who owns that particular station in Colorado Springs?
I don't know. We have to do a little research on that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Check this out. I am going to do a little research. I'm going to send Fox an email. Shell. I'm going to send Shell an email and ask them why that is. How about that?
Good question.
And then if I get any answer, I'll read it on the air.
You got it.
All right, Larry.
I'm listening every morning. Thanks.
Thanks, brother.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Let's go figure eight racing. I'm sponsoring a figure eight racing car. Colorado Speedway this Saturday night. We'll talk to the driver, Vic Johnson. We'll do that after the news. And also, I want to test your ability of forgiveness. That's coming up next. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta, and he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie works for this business owner.
We sold almost a half a million dollars worth of business.
up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Breaking news from New Jersey. State police say they've captured the third and final bank robbery suspect wanted in connection with yesterday's fatal shooting of an FBI agent in Reddington, New Jersey. In a stunning development last night, the FBI said the agent was apparently shot by another agent.
The shot that killed Special Agent Bush may be the result of an accidental discharge from a weapon of an FBI arrest team member.
Two suspects were arrested at the scene, the third a short time ago, about a mile away from the scene in Branchburg, New Jersey. The government's March employment report is just out, and it shows a surprisingly strong gain of 180,000 payroll jobs. The unemployment rate fell a tenth of a point to 4.4%. After days of heated exchanges, climate scientists and diplomats meeting in Brussels have issued a report with a grim prediction. A Greenpeace spokesman says, pay attention.
The report is basically an apocalyptic view at the future of global warming.
Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, will this report change anything?
Well, it certainly won't change the administration's policy stand on global warming, Frank. This morning, officials again call it an evolving science that requires more study.
There's a lot more to learn here.
Sharon Hayes led the U.S. delegation to the Brussels meeting.
At higher potential future temperatures, the range of projected impacts becomes increasingly negative.
Now, among the projected negative issues for the U.S., predictions of coastal flooding in low-lying areas, even hotter and drier conditions in the Southwest, and an increased risk of more brush fires in California. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It could be liar, liar, pants on fire for high school students who embellish their credentials for college. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Well, colleges are known for their glossy pamphlets and recruiting videos.
Applications to the college have just about doubled.
But some now go out of their way to make sure students aren't coming on too strong, digging deeper to look for possible plagiarism on essays and for kids whose high school records just don't add up. The University of California now does random checks, and Harvard has a professional background checker on staff. Frank?
More than a foot of heavy, wet April snow is on the ground in Maine. That's not all that's on the ground.
Trees were heavily coated. They were hanging down into the roads. In places, they've fallen down across roads.
John Carroll with Central Maine Power. At one point, power was out to 100,000 homes and businesses. There's a new explanation for an old story. CBS's Jim Krasula has that.
Doctors have discovered that dozens of the McCoys from the infamous Hatfields and McCoys have a rare inherited condition that leads to high blood pressure, racing hearts, too much adrenaline, and other so-called fight or flight stress hormones. Affected family members have long been known to be short-tempered, easily angered, and combative.
No trading on Wall Street. The markets are closed for Good Friday. This is CBS News.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
They were born in Antwerp, Belgium. She in 1884, he in 1885. They were married in 1905. They were passengers aboard the SS Zealand, which arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A resolution expressing displeasure with the worsening war in Iraq is heading back to the state Senate without strong language criticizing President Bush. The resolution passed yesterday stopped short of specifically condemning Bush's decision to send more troops. The Senate version included a statement that said lawmakers expected a cohesive strategy from national leaders before, not after, putting the lives of brave service members in harm's way. Minority Republicans said there was little difference between the two resolutions, calling them a disservice to the soldiers. A parents group says a soldier's memorial located near three schools and two playgrounds should be relocated because the design showing a Navy SEAL clutching an automatic rifle glorifies violence. The $42,000 sculpture in Littleton shows a likeness of 25-year-old Danny Dietz, who died in Afghanistan 2 years ago. Dietz's mother says she doesn't think the sculpture promotes violence. The city manager of Littleton says they're moving ahead as planned. That sculpture expected to be unveiled on the 4th of July. And former Broncos quarterback John Elway is getting involved in a new, healthier U.S. veterans campaign.
These guys are the true heroes, and it's really an honor for me to be able to be a part of this and a part of these initiatives to help get healthier veterans. And not only the healthier veterans, but hopefully we can be the leaders to get everybody healthy.
Elway's agreed to be the national chairman for Healthier U.S. Veterans, a program incorporating healthier eating patterns and exercise across America. 70% of our vets are obese. Nearly 25% have diabetes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Hey, good morning. It's Aaron O'Neill in for Gina Michaels this morning. If you're getting out to the highways, the wet weather really keeping things slow around town, where South Bend I-25 is in its typical slowdown, approaching 104th, getting past 84th Avenue. We're seeing a lot of stop and go approaching I-70 as you pass the downtown area. Of course, that's a slow ride for 270, I-76 getting down towards Vasquez. Westbound I-76, very heavy from 74th Avenue as you make your way over towards I-25. We're really starting to see slowdowns on our eastbound routes as well. 6th Avenue, a busy ride from Sheridan on in. Boulder Turnpike loaded up from Federal, and I-70 starting to back up on that approach to I-25. Heading out to DIA, security wait time right now, about 10 minutes. And weather today, cloudy, cold, this light drizzle continues and maybe turns to light flurries by early afternoon. We're only going to reach a high of 40 degrees, still at 34. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Set a beautiful Easter table with fresh-cut flowers from your neighborhood King Soopers. Right now, Easter lilies are just $6.99 with your card. Or pick up a majestic Easter bouquet, just $9.99 with your card. Only at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. And the high today, only 40. Chance of some light snow, which we hope won't happen. And it's foggy and drizzly out there right now. I'm going to find out what your compassion level is. And maybe mine's not what it should be. So we'll see. But first, we're going to talk to a guy who I met through this radio station. He's a listener. He's a lifelong progressive. And he's also a race car driver. As a matter of fact, he does figure eight racing. So we got involved. If you've never seen figure eight racing, it's a blast. And we got involved. And now I got like a little sponsorship of his car. And my name in the radio station is going to be on the side. And he's starting points racing. They start this. They kick this off this Saturday night at Colorado Speedway. Here's my buddy, Vic Johnson. Vic, what's up?
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Progressive.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
I wish the weather was better.
Yeah, I do, too. Progressives and auto sports and auto racing, isn't that kind of something that most people would look at progressives and liberals and say, well, wait a minute, why are you involved in that, and how come, you know, you're not doing anything to reduce your carbon footprint? What would you say about that?
Well, that's true, but I can guarantee you we'll be racing electric cars when they're available. That's, you know, where everything's going. Figurators are going to be no different. We'll be stepping up to the newest technology.
Yeah, I think a lot of us feel that way. A lot of us can't wait for electric automobiles to become something that you can just go to your local dealership and go out and buy one. And I also have been talking the last couple of days on the air, and I'm definitely going to book somebody out to talk about this. I've been talking about ethanol, too, and I'm interested in the drawbacks and also the pluses of ethanol. Now, for those people who don't know anything about this, how does figure eight racing work?
Well, it's similar to, you know, all circle track racing. We just cross over in the middle, and it makes it a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. And a lot of people would say you're nuts to do this because frequently there's contact there in the middle between two cars. And didn't you get hit?
Yeah, we threw a car together. I plan to start this year, my inaugural year. I'd like to run for Rookie of the Year. And I found that that I could race a few races last year, and so I thought it'd be a good idea for me to get my feet wet and get the car set up. Well, we went out there. I wasn't prepared. I'd never done it before. The car wasn't set up to handle right. And I thought I could just, you know, hang out there and stay out of trouble. And unfortunately, in the main third lap, I made a huge mistake and shot through in front of the leader and got hit. And I actually fractured my shoulder blade.
Okay. Now, this leads to the obvious question. If you can get hit, and a lot of people do, and this is not something that you would say is not, I mean, this is dangerous. Why in the world would you go back and do this again?
I love it. I'm hooked. I think it's the same draw that people have that watch it. It's exciting. There's a risk. And, you know, I don't know. It's been in me all my life. I can't explain it. I love racing. I was trying to think of what inspired me to, to like the racing of automobiles and the loudness, fast speed, everything. And it has something to do with probably the movies. And, gosh, my earliest recollection, I think the movie was called Hot Rods to Hell. And I was hooked. And then all the racing movies since then and chase movies and stuff always got my blood boiling, you know. And so racing, I've done other types of racing and dirt bike riding, go-karts, and I drag race quite a bit on and off over the years, but this is the first time I've ever done this type of racing. I watched it a lot, and I always knew I'd like to do it, but I didn't think it was something that I could financially swing. It's expensive, and that's why we try and get as many sponsors as possible involved.
Okay, it's a Saturday night. What time? It's a Colorado...
Colorado National Speedway.
National Speedway.
Now, their website is www.coloradospeedway.com. But you can go to my website. I have links to the track stats, schedule, and results at www.johnsonracing.com. And that's Johnson, S-E-N, not the common O-N spelling. And if you don't mind, I'd like to plug my sponsors real quick.
Sure, go ahead. We don't care.
Okay, I've got Nylens Collision Center. See Rob down there. He's got a great new clear product that he came up with. It's he calls it NC Squared. Fantastic, superior to the old stick-on type. Frances at Signorama Aurora, the best in the sign business, and she can take care of all your sign needs. I got Howard at Border Doors Control. He does commercial door work. I got Bo at Federal Heating Company for all your heating and air conditioning needs. Sam and Michelle at Ron's Tire. And they also own All Pro Rental. They do commercial rental and landscape. And then Ron's Tire Part does full maintenance, vehicle maintenance and tires. I got Carl at Colorado Off-Road Extreme. It's an off-road vehicle park. You can go to his website and check it out, www.coloradooffroadextreme.com. I also have the links to all these on my website.
You got a lot of sponsors, man, and you left me out.
Well, now I'm getting there. I got West Wind Group. He's an electrical contractor. I got Yellow Freight. They're a leader in the LTL freight industry. And then my engine sponsor, Bill Johnson Jr. Racing Engines, is where all the power comes from. And then, of course, last but not least, they got 760 in the J. Marvin Show, best show, talk show hosted by Westward Magazine. Proud to be a friend of and proud to be involved with.
Yeah, I'm last on the list.
I figured if I put you last, I wouldn't get cut off.
I thought about it. Okay.
Just to let you know, all the links are available on my sponsors. My sponsors are on my website. You can go there and link right to them, get more information.
Okay, what time?
And the schedule.
All right, what time does it start Saturday night?
Well, the show starts at 6. Sometimes I'll run a preliminary heat or two before that, but generally they have the hoopla starts at 6. But you can come, you know, early in the afternoon and watch practice and hot laps, time-ins, and all that happens before 6.
All right. All right, Vic, we appreciate it, man, and we'll see you on Saturday night.
All righty. Keep your fingers crossed for the weather.
Yeah, what are you going to... I wanted to ask that last question. Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow. What do you do if it snows?
They just call it.
Come on, you guys. Have some guts. Go race in the snow.
Believe me, they wait till the last minute to call it. We were waiting there all soaking wet, and they're watching the weather service. Just to throw this in, you know, I wanted to tell you that I know that there are progressives in all walks of life, and I know we just don't ring our bell in unison. And I would like to see more progressives heard in these group activities like this. And I like the fact that you're bringing these things up. So when we're together, we can be heard.
Yeah, I agree. It goes back to that whole thing with my thing about the American flag and those bumper stickers that I'm working on, this idea that we're cartoon figures and they try to marginalize us when we are your neighbors. We're like the rest. We are Americans. And we're into all kinds of things, and they don't own the flag, and they don't own the idea of patriotism either. That's very much the property of the entire country. And John Turk, who produced this show, said that, look, if you guys can't race in the snow on Saturday night, if you're such wimps, that he'll be there at the track, and he'll bring his own car, his Volkswagen bus, and he'll take you guys on.
Believe me, it's not the racers. We'll race in anything. And, these guys, they're the best. It's the, to be honest with you, if the weather's bad, you know, nobody will show up in the track. It costs the same to operate, whether there's one spectator or a full stadium. So.
Okay, well, we'll be there, man. And I appreciate you taking time out from work to be on the show. Thanks, and I'll see you on Saturday night.
All right, take care, Jay.
Okay, take care, Vic. All right, there's Vic Johnson. Go to AM760.net if you want to see a picture of the car and find out more information about this. I got to read this email because it's funny. I really have to. Check this out. This is from Vince. Vince, I hope you're listening out there because you really have got a funny sense of humor. Check this out. I just heard on the news that the markets are closed for Good Friday. Another blatant example of the persecution of Christians. When will the hate stop? You love it's like Vince, you are the best, man. Alright. Compassion. You know a lot of people throw that word around. Forgiveness, that's another word that's thrown around. Let's find out how much you have or you don't have, or maybe it doesn't really make any difference in this case.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Busy from Parker up past Mississippi. Of course, we're starting to see eastbound 6th Avenue jam in from Lakewood this morning, approaching Sheridan to I-25, and a slower ride for the Turnpike on that approach to Federal. Weather today, cloudy and cold. This light drizzle continues for most of the day. Maybe some light snow this afternoon. 40 for a high. We're 34 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fantastic Sands gives you a fantastic cut without taking a great deal of your time. Plus, the shampoo service is always included. Have a little gray? Their color experts can cover it up quickly and easily. Visit Fantastic Sands today for a fantastic haircut. Fantastic Sands.
Spring means new shoes. And new shoes mean Famous Footwear's half-price sale, where every second pair I buy is half price. I don't have to worry about any fine print limiting me to this shoe or that shoe. At Famous, it's every shoe in the entire store. Don't miss Famous Footwear's half-price sale in-store and at FamousFootwear.com. Featuring Asics, Rocket Dog, Skechers, Vans, and more than 80 other great brands. Buy one pair at regular price, get a second pair of equal or lesser value for half price. Every shoe, no exclusion. I found them at Famous.
It's one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. Everything in the store is 40% off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, 40% off. Plus, new spring sportswear, all golf shirts, all spring sweaters, all sport shirts and khakis, 40% off, no exceptions. Even every dress shirt and silk tie. You guessed it, 40% off. That's everything but gift cards and shoes, 40% off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. All of America's best menswear, 40% off. That's everything, everything in the store, 40% off. Friday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition. And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it, but Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. High-speed internet, digital cable, and digital voice. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast digital cable is on demand, so you watch stuff when you want. And Comcast digital voice will revolutionize your home telephone. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
A Republican congressman has met with Syrian leadership a day after Speaker Pelosi did. Where's the outrage from the White House? We'll follow up on the polls as things are getting tight. And have you gone into your boss lately and asked for a raise? You know that there are do's and don'ts. Put yourself in at an advantage. We'll go over that. Also, parenting in America, encouraging your kids to do the right thing. How far should parents go?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Wet out there, so please be careful. 30% chance of light snow, but the high today is going to be 40, so I don't imagine any of this stuff's going to stick around. But there's precipitation in the forecast over the weekend. 60% chance tonight, 60% chance tomorrow. I'm going to the Easy Rider bike show tomorrow. And then Saturday night, about a 40% chance of snow. And also, along with that, going to that Easy Rider bike show, Peter Boyles, who is on opposite me over on KHOW, and he and I don't see eye to eye at all about immigration, illegal or otherwise, but we're good friends, and we leave that subject behind and talk about other things. He's got a great motorcycle show, radio show that he's doing for you bike enthusiasts. And I believe, if I'm right about this, it's going to premiere this Saturday at 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's going to originate from that show, and yours truly is going to try to horn his way onto the program. Okay, now I want to ask you about your compassion and forgiveness. Now, this David Hicks is his name. He's the Australian that got nailed for, quote-unquote, engaging in terrorist activities. And a lot of people are saying, well, you can't trust anything that comes out of the process at Guantanamo. And indeed, there's a report out that conditions at Guantanamo are worse now than they've ever been. That they are worse now than they've ever been. And I've long advocated we should shut that, and that this country should be ashamed of that whole thing, because it's a gross violation of American principles and the idea that you have a right to representation, you have a right to see your accuser, you have a right to see the evidence against you, and you have the right to counsel. I already said that, representation, and habeas corpus and all of that. But here's the thing. So Hicks gets 9 years, and he's going to serve this 9 years in Australia. Not in the United States, but he's going to go to Australia for 9 years. Well, the parents of John Walker Lind, remember him? Does that name ring a bell? Because I'm telling you, man, the people just went crazy over this case. He was a guy who got caught in Afghanistan back in November 2001 by American forces, who went in there to topple and chase out the Taliban and hopefully get them and get Mullah Omar and bin Laden, which we didn't succeed in doing. He was charged with conspiring to kill Americans and support terrorists, but he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge, including carrying weapons against U.S. forces. So he struck a deal. Well, now his parents and his lawyer are asking President Bush to change or commute his 20-year sentence. And what they point to is, they point to proportionality and a question of fairness. And is it a question of religion? Is it a question of what he did? And this is what they're talking about. Now, you might remember last Saturday, Hicks pleaded guilty to supporting terrorism and acknowledged aiding al-Qaeda during a U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan. He was sentenced to 9 months in prison after spending 5 years at the Guantanamo naval base in Cuba. The former kangaroo skinner is likely to be transferred to prison in Australia within weeks. So Lynn's lawyer, who brokered this plea deal, said it was the best he could do in the political climate immediately after the attacks. But he says now that look what Hicks got. So why does my client get more? And the White House and the Justice Department have declined to comment on this. My question to you is twofold. One, should his sentence be reduced? Okay, if David Hicks gets 9 months, why does John Walker Lind get 20 years? And I have to tell you that I totally mistrust the process. So I don't know really what went on there, but he apparently his lawyer felt that it wasn't the best thing to go to trial, so he struck a plea deal. But should his 20-year prison term be cut? And if David Hicks does 9 months, why doesn't John Walker Lind do 9 months? And he's been in jail over 9 months. That's number one. And then number two, would you support commuting his sentence and letting him out and just crediting time served? Because he's been in American captivity since 2001. Now, I don't know how the federal government intended to prove that he was carrying a gun against American forces unless they found him with a weapon. But even if they found him with a weapon, that doesn't necessarily mean that he was going to use it. I don't know about this. But what I do know is you got one guy who gets 9 months, and you've got another guy who gets 20 years. And they're both in the same situation. The only difference is one's an American, and man, the media and the patriotic fervor at that time, which is the same patriotic goodness that brought us the idea of we will serve only freedom fries in the cafeteria in Congress, not French fries. And as the now jailed Duke Cunningham said, I will take my gray poupon out of my cupboard and then smear it on the upholstery of my Rolls Royce, which I brought with, which I bought with illicit profits. But never mind. That's a whole other thing. Okay. So that's what we're facing here. 303-713-7600. And get off your half moons and get on the line and tell me. Do you think this guy should serve 20, or do you think it should be reduced to 9, or do you think it should be eliminated? What's your feeling about that? And I will grant you one other thing. I need to say this. He's an American citizen, so we would be, I think the nation as a whole would be more inclined and more geared up to want to give him a more severe punishment because he is an American citizen, as opposed to being in the situation of David Hicks, who is not from America, but he's an Australian. However, the old statement about what's good for the goose is good for the gander, does that apply here? I think it does. I really do. How do you give one guy 9 months and another guy 20 years? I think it's really an important question. And also, I think it's an important question of that he plea bargained, so he didn't get a trial, and who knows if he's really guilty or not. I mean, he admitted to a lesser charge, but a lot of times people do that. And we were in a huge lather back in those days in 2001. How many of you now have changed your opinion about the Middle East, and how many of you now have changed your opinion about what's going on now that it's 2007? But remember back in 2001, we were like really, really juiced, all of us were, over what had happened. And, I mean, I used to have fantasies of punching Mullah Omar in the face, and I admit it. All right, 303-713-7600, your call's coming up on this. It's 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour, and let's talk to Aaron O'Neill. So do you think I should see a psychiatrist because I used to have fantasies of beating Mullah Omar to death?
What? No.
No?
No. No, you're cool.
Yeah, because everybody thought that, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask. even though I can't use the term on the air, but that guy, he's still around. He's still at large,
mm-hmm.
along with Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Here's an over 6 foot man with a kidney problem, or whatever the case may be, and we can't get him.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
We will bring him to justice. Remember that? Wanted dead or alive. Funny how nobody brings his name up anymore.
No, uh-uh.
Don't you find that weird?
Very.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, you got President Bush yesterday or the day before. Part of our doctrine is, I'm just paraphrasing him, we don't cooperate with terrorist regimes. No, regimes that support terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Except if it's Pakistan, then it's okay. Because that's where Bin Laden and Mullah Omar are supposed to be, in the Waziristan section mm-hmm. of the mountains up there. All right. You're probably sitting there saying, Jay, look, all I want to do is do the traffic. I really don't give a damn about any of these people because it doesn't affect my life. And I don't care whether John Walker Lynn gets 20 years, 3,000 years, or 16 minutes. Okay, Aaron, I understand. I'll stop pulling the wings off flies, and I'll shut up, and we'll just find out what the traffic is at 7:32.
Well, how about this? It's a wet drive, and that's keeping us slow around town, especially southbound I-25 on that approach to 104th. I got to tell you, there's not much for brakes getting all the way into the downtown area, but I-25 is wide open downtown to the tech center, either side of the highway. Really jammed up eastbound 6th Avenue. If you're coming in from Lakewood, a lot of stop and go from Sheridan. Part of the problem is you have a guy changing a tire on the ramp from eastbound 6 trying to get onto northbound I-25. He's hanging up a lane, quite a hazard, so please use caution as you make the transition there. We're really jammed up for 225 this morning, especially on the southbound side, Parker Road, getting all the way down towards the Denver Tech Center merge, and northbound's busier now on the approach to Parker up past Isla. Of course, a slower ride for 270 as you cut across Commerce City. Looking at your weather for today, cloudy, cold, this light drizzle might turn to light snow by early afternoon. Not going to break a high of 40 degrees. We're still at 34 right now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Set a beautiful Easter table with fresh-cut flowers from your neighborhood King Soopers. Right now, Easter lilies are just $6.99.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
There's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm just an American boy, raised on MTV. And I've seen all the kids in the soda pop bands, but none of them look like me. So I started looking around.
Boy, Steve Earle caught a lot of crap for that. The song about John Walker Lynn, John Walker Lynn Blues. He has a show, I think, that runs on the weekends here on AM 760. I love his music. And I met him once. And he was okay. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Would you call 30% a slight chance? 30% chance of light snow today. High of 40. The lawyer and parents of American-born Taliban soldier John Walker Lynn have asked President Bush to do something about his 20-year prison term. They cite what's going on with David Hicks, who got only 9 months, and is probably going to serve that in Australia. By the way, Hicks had been locked up in Guantanamo for 5 years before they came to any kind of conclusion about what to do with him, and he got any kind of trial. And I don't trust that process at all, worth a damn. And I'm sorry to say this. I am really sorry to say this on the air. But what's going on currently with this government, and I don't care whether you're right, left, in the middle, have no political affiliation, stumbled on this radio station simply because you were going down the dial or whatever the case may be, with what's going on here, I don't trust the Justice Department, and I just don't trust this government when it comes to anything. And we had two people who work in the Justice Department, two career people who work in the Justice Department, they quit today, and I believe they were based in Minneapolis, but I can't remember because I read the story earlier this morning. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. And Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. First off, Steve Earle, totally great guy. You're right. I've met him, too. He's amazing. Between the two sentences, Hicks has, even though John Howard walks in lockstep, the goose steps right behind Bush, I'm sure the Australians were not that happy about the process that Hicks has been put through, and I think if Lind had another country standing behind him, that he would have a similar sentence. He's unfortunate enough to be a U.S. citizen, and this is how his government is treating him. And I think Hicks got off because of pressure from the Australians, even though they're a really close ally. So I agree. I think his sentence should be commuted. I hope his parents prevail. Don't hold out a lot of hope for them, because like you, I do not trust our government. You know, even if his sentence was appropriate, I wouldn't believe it, just because of how often we've been lied to throughout this whole war and this whole administration.
Yeah, and I have this really crazy theory, and that's all it is a theory, and I don't have any facts to back this up or substantiate it. But I think David Hicks got 9 months and didn't get 20 years because John Howard is running for re-election in Australia, and he's fighting to stay in office.
There you go.
Because of his association with the administration and their policy in the Middle East.
Well, he should have to fight because he, like I said, he goose steps right behind them, and he represents the same kind of evil and the same kind of threat to real democracy that we're undergoing. And thanks to you for all you do and your colleagues, because you represent at least one avenue where people can learn and have an opportunity to take democracy back for this nation. So thanks a lot, Jay.
Well, don't overblow what I do. And
well, I don't.
That's part of it. And then the other thing is, as soon as I figure out how to change the weather, then you can really call. Then you can call up. Then you go, yeah, Jay, you know what, man? You are, like, right there.
Well, I'm not overblowing. Anybody who does anything deserves credit, because we need as many people on the correct side as possible. So thanks again.
All right, man. Dave, thanks for being part of the show.
Peace, man.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to HM in Denver. HM, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. You know, I'm just as cynical about this administration as everybody else, but there's some mitigating circumstances behind Johnny Walker Lind that people aren't really paying attention to. And one of those things is that, you know, he's an American citizen who taught himself how to speak Quranic Arabic, which I speak Arabic. I was a translator. I worked for Operation Enduring Freedom, and I was also a Navy translator. And it's not an easy language to pick up, but at 17, he taught himself Quranic Arabic and then went to Sana'a, Yemen, where he studied at the Al-Imam University, which was founded by a man named Al-Zindani. Al-Zindani is actually a Wahhab orator, and he is a fundamentalist who is actually a spiritual mentor of bin Laden. And in the mid-90s, bin Laden used to give sermons on Fridays, the Al-Jumu'ah sermon on Fridays at that university. From there, Johnny Walker Lind returned home to the United States and then chose to go to Kabul. Actually, he chose to go to Pakistan, and from Pakistan, he went and sought out bin Laden. I mean, I don't know. On one hand, you know, I'm suspicious of the administration. When he was first picked up, you know, I thought perhaps he might have been an agent that turned or a plant, but you know, I thought when he dropped off the radar screen that was the case, but now that he's actually been tried and he's actually been sentenced to 20 years, you know, it makes it curious. But commuting his sentence, you had said before that it, you know, about being under the influence of religion, you know, and that should be some sort of mitigating
consideration. I didn't say that should be a mitigating situation. That's what his lawyer says.
You know,
don't attribute that to me.
Okay, I apologize. I'm driving.
No, it's all right. I mean, no, I'm not mad. I just want to make sure that we have a straight between us. And then the other thing is that the information you provide about him is very, very interesting. But I would point out, I'm not a lawyer, but doing all of those things that you mentioned, those on the face of it, while you and I wouldn't agree with them, and we would think that they are in bad taste, and we definitely probably would scratch our heads and say, well, how do you end up doing this? It's not illegal to do any of those things. Now, here's the question.
But it is illegal to pick up arms against the United States.
Oh yeah, of course. No question. I don't disagree with that. But here's the question. But the question here is, we really don't know about this guy's guilt or innocence, and the reason we don't is because he never went to trial. His lawyer plea bargained, and there's a huge part of me that understands that, because we were completely and totally nuts about this stuff back in 2001, and look at all of the helium that was pumped into the fear balloon back in those days. Everybody was like that. Now, that's not a fair environment, so how can you judge? And why does he get 20 years and David Hicks gets 9 months?
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, that's comparing apples to oranges.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, in some respects, because at the same time, while you'll say that we don't have enough information to determine Johnny Walker Lynn's guilt, you're saying that we have enough information to compare Hicks and Lynn and determine that maybe there's an incongruity between their sentences.
Well, I don't trust Hicks's situation either. I don't trust, number one, the idea that this guy is locked up for 5 years without a trial. Number one. Number two, I mistrust that whole military tribunal situation and the whole representation situation that they have going on there, because I've had lawyers on this show, and I've also talked to them off the air about those folks that are in prison there, and it's next to near impossible to conduct any kind or put any kind of a defense together. And also, there is a solid connection between George W. Bush and John Howard, and Howard is struggling to stay in office. And I don't doubt for a second this administration wouldn't do something to help Mr. Howard out.
Absolutely.
They've shown that they would pervert the entire system to get what they want, and I don't trust the Justice Department.
I have to agree with you, and the reason that I'm calling is not to debate it, but it's the idea of going, you know what? It's a shame that we have to look at everything through a lens of cynicism and going at Johnny Walker Lind and not being able to just go, you know what, there was a time and point in this country where we actually took responsibility for our actions. And this kid was on the wrong side, holding a weapon. You know, we don't know whether he shot somebody, whether he killed anybody, an American force or anything else, or what he was involved in. But what it comes down to is that when it comes down to brass tacks, the man was on the wrong side.
Well, you know what? But hold on a minute. You assume that, and I assume that, and most people assume that. But once again, go back and look at the situation and the circumstances.
Absolutely.
Answer me honestly about this. Now, just tell me honestly, and I think you will. If you were a lawyer and he were your client, and this were 2001, do you think he could get a fair trial anywhere in the United States of America? Or do you think it would have been better to have plea bargained the situation away, because what he was facing would have been death?
True.
Which would you have chosen?
Oh, plea bargained all the way home. I mean,
okay, we don't know what extent his guilt is, because we never got to that point. And we never found out. And this Justice Department and this administration has a habit of doing things and saying things about people, and then those things that they say and that they do turn out to be false. And I'll give you a good example of this. We still don't know what Jose Padilla's situation is. Now, John Ashcroft felt strong enough about that we had to have a big news conference. John Ashcroft had to stand up there and say, from Europe, by the way, he was in Europe, that we have caught a major terrorist. This man was going to smuggle a nuclear bomb into the United States, and he was going to let it off in Chicago. Now, he's sitting in jail. He's been in jail for God knows how long now since that happened, and he's in Florida, and the charges have been changed 3 times, and they've been reduced. So what's the answer?
You know, I don't know, Jay. You know, it's one of those things where you have to look at it and you have to it's a shame that you have to look at it through that kind of lens.
Well, it's a shame that the Justice Department conducts itself in this manner, and this is one of the reasons why Alberto Gonzalez is in trouble.
But that's one of the reasons I was calling. You have to look at Johnny Walker Lynn from another perspective. You know, and you have to temper it through what the administration's done in past cases. But at the same time, you have to also realize that there's a history.
Well, I understand that, I understand that, and I understand the history that you're giving me, but you have to admit to me, okay, that what he did, short of when he got busted, okay, doing all of those things is not illegal.
No, not at all.
And we don't convict people here based on guilt, association equals guilt. We don't do that. I mean, you know that.
I do know that, but I also understand that in a combat situation, when somebody is not standing there with U.S. forces, you've got two things that you do. And granted, I wasn't there, you weren't there, or anything else. But you got to examine the facts of the case and also look at the history. And the only thing that I'm saying is that just because, and I know that the Justice Department, this administration has eviscerated everything that this country used to be, it's disgusting what has happened, and I totally agree with you. But at the same time, there's a part of me that just goes, there's also the benefit of the doubt that this kid was really on the wrong side. And that we should at least try. And it's just listening to the show, you know, it's just a shame that we have to keep going, or that we can't look at Johnny Walker Lind and his history in that sort of objectivity. It's got to be subjective one side or another, but the subjectivity that we're doing now is that, you know what, we're presuming that the administration's lying and everybody's lying, and it's sad.
Well,
it's really sad.
You know what, two things number one, I think we presume the administration lies with good reason, because they've been caught a gazillion times. There's so much that you can't keep track of it all. And I don't know whether John Walker Lind is guilty or he's not guilty. What I find suspicious is just the circumstances. And what you point out is troubling. But what I'm going to point back to you is that it's not illegal. HM?
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. You're the bomb. I hope you come back on the program again.
Oh, I'll be back soon, Jay. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks.
All right, bye.
All right. Did I run over time? Spank me. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, Jay. Meet us in the program director's office. You're in trouble. All right, Aaron O'Neill with traffic.
Rain continues to fall this morning. It's a wet drive, a sloppy one. That's what's keeping us really slow on this Friday morning, with southbounders dealing with a lot of stop-and-go out of Thornton-Norkland. Right on that approach to 104th, getting past the downtown area, by the time you reach Spear, things will open up there. 225 cutting across Aurora, going to catch a lot of jamming. Northbound side approaching Parker up past Islip, and southbound, no breaks in between Parker and I-25. Starting to see I-70 slow just a touch eastbound, approaching I-25, getting over to Brighton, and a very slow ride in from Lakewood this morning. A lot of stopped-and-go traffic from Sheridan to I-25. Part of the problem is a tire changer on that ramp eastbound 6 to northbound I-25. Quite a hazard. Weather today, cloudy and cold, a little light drizzle, up to 40 for a high. We're at 34 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for, and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment, and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Weight your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
If you're living in a space that's too small or too large or too old or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Something 56 minutes past the hour. Chance of light snow. Oh, I don't mind saying it. It's awful outside. 40 degrees. Should I repeat that on the air? You know, if I repeat that on the air, though, I'm dead. John Turker produces the show. If I repeat that on the air, I am toast. I am DOA on this job. Yeah, we'll just keep it between us. By the way, Stacy, if you're listening, John's interested in going shopping for a barbecue Saturday instead of golf. We're talking about John Walker Wind. Let's go to Mir in Denver. Mir, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I think his sentence should be commuted and he should be free. And I want to... Sir, you are doing a good job.
Oh, well, thanks.
At the same time, it's two times I felt myself proud for being an American. You can understand my accent, though. One time for this John Walker Lind, and another time was Shannon Miller. I think she was a figure skater in the Olympics.
I don't know. I don't know about her, and I don't know about her case. But I think anytime you have anybody accused of any crime, and you lock them up and you hold them for like 5 years before you do anything about it, that's absolutely un-American. Mir, thank you so much, man. Appreciate the call, and I hope we'll reconnect again in the future. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. That's it for me. No, it isn't. I'm still sticking around, and I want you to stick around too, because we got more coming up. Okay. All right.
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 Live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
We're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta, and he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie worked for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks, call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
AM760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A tumultuous climate conference in Brussels ends with a new warning on global warming.
This report makes the case clearly that we have to take action now.
Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Some scientists say the report is watered down, but Ben Dunham at U.S. PIRG says the warnings are dire.
The report uses much stronger language than in previous reports,
with projections of more drought and threatened species.
It should be a wake-up call to all those who say, you know, we don't have to act.
Global warming author Joseph Rome expects emissions changes here within a couple of years. The leader of the U.S. delegation, Sharon Hayes, echoes the Bush administration's concern about imposing emissions limits.
There's a lot more to learn here.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
Much of the country is in for a cold Easter weekend, with more snow possible from the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes and New England. Snowplow driver Jeff Ouellette is struggling to clear more than a foot of wet snow from the ground in Bangor, Maine.
He was actually packing everything up, putting things away, thinking that we're ready for mowing season coming right around the corner.
New Jersey State Police have arrested the third bank robbery suspect an FBI agent was trying to pick up yesterday when he was shot to death, apparently by a fellow agent. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
Investigators say none of the suspects fired a single round. The two fully loaded assault rifles and a handgun were recovered at the scene. And FBI officials say there's no question the men were heavily armed and clearly ready to take on law enforcement.
The fugitive has spent all night hiding out in the woods of Branchburg, New Jersey. A woman spotted him this morning and called the police. Some National Guard combat brigades could be returning to Iraq. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
The plan would have Guard units replace regular troops coming home from Iraq. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons says a first-time return to Iraq by full Guard combat brigades would bring new challenges.
They're going to require more training because of the turnover that's taken place, whereas normally that wouldn't have happened. You saw people leave the National Guard in the last 4 years because they looked over the horizon and saw they were going back to a combat zone.
Defense Secretary Gates is expected to approve the Guard call soon. There is no word on which units would be affected. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Two friends got into an argument in a car at New York's Kennedy Airport this morning. One pulled a gun and shot the other dead. Airport authorities say the gunman hailed a taxi or a livery car and got away. The British crew that was held in Iran for 2 weeks will speak publicly within the hour. As many as 7 sailors and Marines are expected to talk about their experiences. Former First Lady Betty Ford's recovering from unspecified surgery at a hospital in Rancho Mirage, California. Mrs. Ford turns 89 on Sunday. The White House is crowing about the latest employment report. The economy created a higher-than-forecast 180,000 new jobs last month, enough to push unemployment a notch lower to 4.4%. No trading on Wall Street. The market closed for Good Friday. This is CBS News.
Thanks for helping me move, Liz.
Sure.
Time for that California Chardonnay we love.
Ooh, Corbett Canyon?
Canyon.
But we're never going to find a corkscrew.
Oh, don't need one. Got the Corbett Canyon Premium Wine Cap.
Clever.
Keeps air out, flavor in. Just turn the tap for a glass of crisp, refreshing Chardonnay.
Mm.
And get this. After it's opened, keeps wine fresh for 6 weeks.
Bet a woman invented it.
Why's that?
Clever, practical, don't need a tool to open it.
Good taste is worth repeating. The Premium Wine Cask from Corbett Canyon.
Canyon.
Corbett Canyon Vineyard, San Luis Obispo, California.
People from all over the world have one thing they agree on. Nobody hates a clean room. Hi, I'm David Orrick. I make the incredibly light, amazingly powerful Orrick XL. It cleans hundreds of thousands of hotel rooms all over the globe. Call 1-800-989-4200 and try my lightweight dynamo risk-free for 30 days. Try before you buy. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A resolution expressing displeasure with the worsening war in Iraq, now heading back to the state Senate without the strong language criticizing President Bush. The resolution passed by the House yesterday stopped short of specifically condemning Bush's decision to send in more troops. Meanwhile, hundreds attended funeral services in Boulder yesterday for an Army specialist killed while serving in Iraq. 32-year-old Stephen Kowalczyk died as a result of small arms fire March 14th. His brother Michael spoke at yesterday's service.
I'd like to mention one thing I never saw Steve do. I never saw Steve try to improve anyone. He didn't judge people, but instead accepted them. He accepted people genuinely, consistently, and with all of his careful attention.
Steve Kowalczyk was stationed at Fort Hood in Texas, but he lived in Boulder at various times. And the wait for a driver's license could get a little shorter in some parts of Colorado next year, but drivers will pay for it. Senate committee recommending drivers pay $5 more for their license plates. Those buying specialty plates would pay $50 more, double the current amount. Extra money would pay for the opening of 3 more driver's license offices in Adams, Jeffco, and Larimer counties, and the hiring of 25 more workers to speed up service at existing locations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we are hitting the height of the drive here. A couple of problems popping up, too. If you're northbound I-25 leaving the Denver Tech Center, count on a lot of stop and go right around Dry Creek, getting up past the scene of a stall in the right lane just as you approach Orchard. So bear over to those left lanes once you clear that wide open into the downtown area. Chris, we're still pretty well loaded up southbound I-25, 120th, getting down past 84th Avenue and again from I-70 through Spear. Catching some pretty good delays for southeastbound C-470 coming off of I-70, getting down past the Speedway, again from Santa Fe over towards University. And a lot of heavy stop and go for 225 this morning. That southbound side starts on the approach to Parker Road. Northbound from right around the Dayton Street Bridge, getting up past scene of ILEF. Security wait time out at DIA right now, about 10 minutes. Weather today, cloudy and cold. Light drizzle continues for the rest of the day. Might turn over to snow by early afternoon. 40 degrees for a high. We're at 32 now. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Reunion in Northeast Denver, Brookline Homes has opened its gourmet series in the gallery at the back nine. Come to 104th and Tower to tour these stunning model homes. Open daily from 10 to 6, or visit online at reunionco.com.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line car wash and detail. The grit is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Hi there, everybody. This is your host, Rhonda Leggi. Learn how to beat Wall Street at its own game by making the Index Investing Show part of your weekly routine. Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop it. Something worse than a grown adult singing on the air. And don't play anything where I've sung in the past, Turk, or I'll come in there and slam your head against the console. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin just saying give peace a chance. Your progressive test pilot flunking. Chance of a light snow today, high 40. It's drizzly, rainy, and it's awful outside. Why does this have to come on Friday? Why can't we have this on Monday so that we can all be collectively miserable on Monday like we always are anyway? Right? You got to go back to work.
Yeah, the beginning of the week was nice, and now we're ready for the weekend and a couple days off, and it's not so good outside. Monday and Tuesday were beautiful.
Okay. Think it'll snow significantly tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we'll get some. I think it's going to snow. Like, you know, you always question if it's 40 degrees out, how can it snow? You're not going to snow when it's 45 degrees. I don't think it has to be freezing.
I'll bet you. Now, this depends on where you live. If you live in the mountains, I'm not making this bet. But I'll bet you we don't get hardly anything.
Well, that's kind of a, what does that mean? What's hardly anything?
A dusting to maybe a little bit more covering only grassy areas and not the pavement or the sidewalks.
Well, I'm with you on this. This isn't going to stick on the sidewalks and concrete. It'll cover your grass, and, you know, if you got flowers out there, you might want to cover them because it's going to freeze tonight. But, no, I don't think the roads will be covered by snow.
No. So what you'll get tomorrow is you'll basically just get a wet environment.
Is Mike Nelson out there and listening to us right now?
Mike Nelson. Paging Mike Nelson at 8:09, 9 minutes after 8. What do you mean, is Mike Nelson out there listening? Not out there listening to us. Why would you, if you don't have to work now, why would you be up? Why would he even listen to us at this time of the morning?
He could be commuting to work.
What are you saying? He has to be in the office by 9? I don't think so. No, I really don't. I don't think those TV types, you know, I don't think that.
You think they just like, they're like radio types, they just rush in an hour before they go on the air?
Hey, no, I don't rush in an hour before I go on the air.
You're in here a couple hours, 2.5 hours before you go on.
That's right, so stop that.
Well, there's most come in and go on like 5 minutes after they walk in the building.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No prep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you can tell, too, and I've worked with a lot of people that are like that. 303-713-7600. We've got coming up here at 8:30, about 30 minutes away, we're going to talk to the nation's David Corn about John McCain, who is slowly but surely bloating up and disintegrating before our very eyes. He's got no money. Well, I wouldn't say he has no money, but his fundraising is far behind. And he's got problems, and one of the things that the press won't leave him alone about, I don't know that the press won't leave him alone, but I won't leave him alone, and some other people in the media won't leave him alone, is about that absurd statement that he made, that he and Lindsey Graham put on that photo op show at that market in Baghdad, which blew up in his face because what he was saying is insupportable, which is one of my favorite words. And we're going to talk to David Corn about John McCain and what's going on with him. And also, coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk to Larry Johnson, who is a former CIA agent and also is a friend of Valerie Plame's. And Larry is going to talk to us about his theory about this nonsense that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the rest put out about that Baghdad visit. So we're going to do that. Coming up, but right now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just throw open the phones, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about John Walker Lind, we'll talk about John Walker Lind. You want to talk about ethanol, we'll talk about ethanol. I don't care. We'll talk about anything and everything that you want to get into, whatever's bothering you, or whatever compels you to call, or maybe not call, we can talk about it. Also, I didn't note this morning that the U.S. is going to call up 12,000 Guard soldiers for Iraq. So there's 12,000 more National Guardsmen that are going over there. And as John M. has been reporting all morning, the House passed that resolution about the war in Iraq. So we've got all of that stuff going on. And the statue of the soldier controversy in Littleton is still going. And I didn't reintroduce that again this morning because I didn't want to start beating that horse, but I really believe that that statue should be up, and I believe that with all of my heart. All right, let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Congratulations, Jay.
For what?
Ichiban, you're number one, baby.
Oh, yeah, right. That's why I'll be working at Hertz Rent-A-Car in Las Vegas, driving the bus back and forth from the terminal to the airport in about 3 weeks.
Hey, you'll be in a fun town at least. Hey, I just, you know, with the John Walker Lynn thing, it's just that whole, who do we apply the terrorist moniker to? You know, was it treason? Was that one of the charges he was charged with, was treason?
That's what they started out to charge him with, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just wondering about it. Also, did you hear about the VP Darth Vader trying to link Saddam and Al Qaeda again.
Yes. Why does he keep doing that? Does he really think? Well, okay. Here's what some people are going to tell you. Some people are going to say it doesn't make any difference what he says because nobody likes him and pays attention to him anyway. And the last poll of his popularity, he was down around 18%. That's pretty damn low. Then you're going to get those who are going to say and are going to try to make the case that he's correct. And the reason he's correct is because Saddam Hussein bragged about paying Palestinian suicide bombers money, and that's a proof that he had a direct link to terrorism. But that's not proof that he had a direct link to 9/11. And then you're going to get people like yourself and myself who hear this stuff because we pay attention to what's going on, so we hear what he says, and we just shake our heads in amazement.
It's baffling. But, you know, one of the things is I think he's saying it right now to try and detract people from idiotic things that this administration is doing right now. You know, the Alberto Gate, you know, it's, I don't know.
I just don't understand why he and why George W. Bush the other day, I don't understand why they're trying. I mean, on one hand, I do understand it, but on the other hand, I don't understand it. Here's where I do understand it. They're trying to go after their base and get them stirred up to put pressure on Congress and to try to get them to be more vocal and to show more support. But the problem is their base is eroding. And also they're trying to argue their case because now they're in this squabble with Congress about the whole thing of a timeline and a date for withdrawal and all of that. So I get all that. But what I don't get is why they think anybody who thinks things through and who does any small amount of reading, why they think anybody would buy that now. It's 2007. It's not 2000. It's not 2001. Why do they think anybody would buy this stuff?
It's all about drinking the Kool-Aid. It's all about drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, who's going to follow in line with this? Hey, one quick note. The other day you were talking about the U.S. and Somalia. And the thing I didn't hear you mention, but you always should, is that, and a lot of Republicans think this, a lot of people in general think this, but Bush Sr. sent the U.S. troops to Somalia, not Clinton. And we need to make people understand that. You know, we were talking about it the other day, and it just it annoys me to no end that people think Clinton sent them there. And we got to remember, it was Bush Sr.
Yeah, you know what? You got me dead to rights busted. You're absolutely correct about that. And I should definitely better explain myself, because when I bring that up as an example, what I'm trying to point out there, and I think you know this, is that why was it okay for the GOP to stand up and demand that we get out of Somalia and out of Mogadishu, and nobody said, well, you're engaging in slow bleed tactics, you're engaging in cutting and running, and that was all right. And when Ronald Reagan had that disastrous encounter in Lebanon with the
bombing, out of there in 3 months.
He turned around and left, and nobody said, oh, but you're running. And now, all of a sudden, these same folks are standing up, and they're trying to shop this BS. You know, it's like today. It's like that measure about Iraq in the Colorado legislature, in the House. And the Republicans' answer today is the same answer that they've been giving, which is, it doesn't support the troops. Well, yeah, but that's not true. Because supporting them is wanting the best for them, and it's wanting to save their lives, not get them killed. And your party's voting record and management of Veterans Affairs is dismal.
It's horrid.
So what is that? I mean, is that support for the troops? Why do you keep bringing that up all the time when you've got no logs to throw on the fire?
Oh, the whole. What about the whole, oh, it's bad for troop morale? Having been a U.S. Marine being stationed overseas, I will tell you exactly what brings down morale is going somewhere for a third time in 4 years. You know, you sign up, I've said it before, you sign up, you go once. Yeah, maybe twice. But in 4 years, if you're going three times and if you're being held over for something like this, that's what brings you down. That's what brings you down. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If they do, they have no idea what they're talking about because they've never been there.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, I got to run. You guys have a good one. We love you.
Thank you, man.
Number
love you,
one.
Too.
You are number one.
Thanks for your service to the country, man. We love you. Call
no
me again.
I will always do, man. Bye.
All right. Yeah, suicide rates and also divorce rates among American soldiers is going up at a very, very rapid rate. And Dick Wadams and the Republican Party in the state of Colorado, and Republicans in the legislature, and Republicans in the Senate, stop with the, we're not supporting the troops. Stop it. Because your party has got a...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Stargate Command. And this is Atlantis.
For every dark force,
I will watch you die.
There is light.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
For every gate,
we will do our best to stop them before they reach Earth.
There is a new beginning.
Let's do this.
Joe Flanagan stars in...
I'll be walking the park.
Stargate Atlantis. All new episodes. Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
Cleanliness. If you can have a little more comfortable place to stop, that's a little better. Stop in and see how refreshing a little better can be.
Kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Western Auto Recycling, a community-minded business serving the area with integrity and pride for over 30 years. Stop in and visit George and his professional staff today at 6100 Federal Boulevard or call 303-427-8185 for Western Auto Recycling.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
It's one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. Everything in the store is 40% off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, 40% off. Plus, new spring sportswear, all golf shirts, all spring sweaters, all sport shirts and khakis, 40% off, no exceptions. Even every dress shirt and silk tie. You guessed it, 40% off. That's everything but gift cards and shoes, 40% off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. All of America's best menswear, 40% off. That's everything, everything in the store, 40% off. Friday only. Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
A Republican congressman has met with Syrian leadership a day after Speaker Pelosi did. Where's the outrage from the White House? We'll follow up on the polls as things are getting tight. And have you gone into your boss lately and asked for a raise? You know that there are do's and don'ts. Put yourself in at an advantage. We'll go over that. Also, parenting in America, encouraging your kids to do the right thing. How far should parents go?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rebops there, Pops. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. Chance of light snow. Hi, today, 40. Good morning. Nice to have you along. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, at least for the next 6 minutes, and then we're going to talk to David Corn of the Nation. 303-713-7600, and let's get on the phones. And we'll go to Elizabeth, who's been hanging on in Golden. Elizabeth, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What about you?
You know, driving in the sun.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you. All right. What's up?
Okay, well, I tried not to watch the networks, but every now and then I, you know, catch a few things, and I caught the Today Show this morning, which I've pretty much boycotted, but today was the final straw. And they shamelessly spun the Pelosi story, basically calling her a criminal, you know, saying it was unlawful what she did, and showed a clip of Limbaugh and Cheney in, you know, their remarks on Limbaugh's show, and, you know, just completely spinning it as, you know, did Nancy Pelosi go too far was the title of the segment. And 5 minutes earlier showed this tearful reunion of a four-year-old preschooler and his soldier father, you know, coming home and, you know, the cameras were on him at daycare or at school. And, you know, just in one segment show this and then 5 minutes later blast Pelosi for a peace mission. It was disgusting. And I wrote them and I encouraged people right, NBC, and just, you know, enough.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what, when I get off at 10 o'clock, I'll definitely drop them an email. And what, you're right, what they're not saying is, number one, it's not illegal what she did. That's a lie. Number two, what about the three Republican congressmen that were there before her? One of them from Pennsylvania saying yesterday, it was the day before, saying in a Lancaster County newspaper in Pennsylvania, it's Congressman Pitts, that the visit was arranged by the administration. And then no one is talking about this except thinkprogress.org had it, and also Keith Olbermann had it last night, that when Bill Clinton was the president of the United States, Dennis Hastert went around the White House, went to Columbia, told the then president of Colombia to ignore Bill Clinton and ignore the administration, and that this is how you deal with the ongoing drug and corruption problem in Colombia. Now, why don't they bring any of that stuff up?
Yeah, it's shameless, like you said, and you know, it's network, and you know what their agenda is, and I guess, you know, they speak to the audience that can't learn from anything else, but the Today Show.
Well, the trouble with it is they're all chasing the same target, and what they don't realize is because, let me tell you something, the media is, and I mean all of it, is including, I'm talking about everybody, including myself, anybody who's in the media, we are notoriously dumb. You know why we're notoriously dumb? Because only in rare circumstances do we catch the change in public opinion. We are always historically behind the curve. And so the audience that they're running for and that they're trying to flag in is diminishing as every day goes on.
Well, I hope so. I hope that, you know, their Dumb Down America campaign has ended and people, you know, realize that it's lies. And they should share responsibility of the blood, you know, lost in Iraq. They really should. And Tim Russett was the word. They showed a piece of him, you know, pretty much condemning what she did. You know, Tim Russett's the worst.
Yeah, he is. He's terrible. I agree. He's bad. And the media in this country, I mean, it's awful. And it's awful because of a couple of reasons. And two of the reasons are that people can no longer tell the difference between what's supposed to be journalism and what's supposed to be opinion and entertainment. They think that it's all lumped together, and it's not. So when somebody's expressing an opinion, when somebody's spinning a story or engaging in that kind of activity, they think that it's legitimate journalism. Then the other thing that is killing us and threatening our democracy is there's too much power concentrated in the hands of too few.
Right.
And that has to do with the Telecom Act of 96, and it has to do with the media. And in that case, we have to, unfortunately, but it's true, we've got to point our fingers at Bill Clinton and Al Gore, because Bill Clinton signed that, and he put us in this situation.
Right. Yeah, and people don't know about that act. And, you know, until I started listening to your station and did my own research, I had no idea that there wasn't a responsible journalistic piece.
Yep, it's true. It's very, 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 very true. And all you have to do is just learn enough to have a jaundiced eye and step back and just take a critical look at what's being told to you and what parts they're omitting and not including in the selective information that they give you. Elizabeth, stay dry, stay warm, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, Jay, thanks so much.
All right. Coming up at 8:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, Dave Korn. David Korn is, what am I doing? What am I, Larry King? Dave Korn. Yeah, we'll have Dave Korn on for the nation. They're coming up. And I call him Dave because I know him. I don't know Dave Korn. I don't know David Korn. I've had him on the air like a number of 60 million times. I know he's a good writer. And I also know that he knows what he's talking about. And we'll talk to him coming up. Here's Aaron O'Neill with the traffic.
And we got a couple of problems down along the C-470 stretch this time. If you're trying to get across Highlands Ranch, expect a lot of stop and go from Lucent up towards Broadway and on to University. There's a crash at Broadway and a second one at University, and they should be over to the shoulder by now. But certainly give yourself an extra 5 to 10 minute drive along that drive there. Northbound has improved, leaving the Tech Center, took care of that stall approaching Orchard, and that's going to remain wide open getting into downtown. That southbound side still suffering from just after 120th to 84th, and then stop and go from 58th as you try to get across downtown. Starting to see a little improvement around town, especially both sides of I-70, and things are loosening up eastbound 6th Avenue on that trip in from Lakewood. Weather today, cloudy, cold. This drizzle might turn to light flurries by early afternoon. 40 for a high. We're at 32 now. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The inaugural season of Dick's Sporting Goods Park kicks off April 7th in Commerce City. This fully lit, multi-field soccer...
Stargate Atlantis. Get in the gate to get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3:30:07 through 4:23:07. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel on sponsor rated dates.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
All the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
8:33, 33 minutes after 8. Jay. Yes. I'm telling when guys get on the radio and talk to themselves. Jay, yes? You know that you're not supposed to talk during the commercials. I know it. So why did you? I don't know. I jumped the gun. Okay. Say, listen. Buying an automobile is a hassle. It really is. Now, you know this is true. And the one thing you want to do is you want to get the most bang for your buck, the least amount of hassle. And one of the things about buying a brand new car is you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. You take an economic hit. No matter what the car dealer tells you, you take an economic hit. Don't believe me? Get on the internet and go to these automobile sites like vehix.com. There's another one, I think it's edmunds.com, and go look at what some of the used vehicles, late model vehicles, are there. And they're significantly lower. So if you don't want to take that kind of a hit, the place to go to get the good deals is Rocky's Autos. Mary and I have shopped there, and we'll shop there again. Most of our friends and family go there. And they've got some really big-time deals, and I have just been mentioning them all week long. And these vehicles are advertised all over the place, so they're subject to prior sale. And they're going to be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you want to save some big money, you need to get out to Rockies. They got their matching down instead of going on right now. And not only that, they got great folks to deal with out there, including Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, and Spanky Herrera. And I mention them every time I talk about Rockies because they're my friends and they're really good people. Let me just give you one deal. I'll just give you one real quick. This is stock number 68233. 68233. It's a 2000 Chevy Malibu. Sale price, $39.95. $3,995. Safety inspected to Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. And this is just one of the great bargains they have. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 30% chance of light snow. Let's talk to David Korn. He's Washington editor of The Nation and a Fox News contributor. Well, I got to ask him about that. And noted in his April 3rd entry on his Capital Games weblog that McCain's campaign press release left out an interesting piece of history in it. And this interesting piece of history involves an individual who has I guess you would call it an anti-Semitic background. But I'll let David explain that to you. David, good morning, and welcome back to AM 760. Nice having you on.
Good to be with you, Jay. And everyone knows that John McCain had some bad news at the beginning of this week.
Oh, yeah.
When they released, when all the campaigns released their first quarter fundraising totals. I forget, he was like $12 million compared to $26 million, whatever it was, $20 million for for Mitt Romney. Hillary had $26 million, Obama had $25 million, and it really looked like there was a lot of gas, running out of the Straight Talk Express. And McCain himself said that, he wasn't a good fundraiser, he was disappointed. And you just have to ask yourself, well, wait a second, this guy's been running for president now for 6 years. He knew that this was important. If you don't get into this unless you're committed to doing the fundraising that's necessary. And yet, this great American war hero still, had a very, very disappointing run in terms of fundraising. What does this mean? But a day or two after those numbers came out, his campaign put out a press release hailing the fact that they had a new national finance co-chairman for the campaign, presumably someone who would come in and raise a lot more money. And that person's name is Fred Malik. Now, people who followed Watergate and other matters years ago, to them, Fred Malik's name comes with a big red flag. He was involved in a very notorious episode when he was an aide in the Nixon administration. Nixon, believing that the there was a Jewish cabal against him in the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and that there were, you know, Jewish economists there who were undermining his economic policies, called Fred Malik into his office and said, "I want you to tell me, you know, who over there is Jewish and who's not. You know, basically, go count the number of Jews in the Bureau of Labor Statistics." And Malik, rather than saying at the time, "I can't do that, sir," saluted and went ahead and did so. He ended up counting some people who were Jewish, who were not Jewish. Some people were lost their jobs because of this. And it was investigated by the Watergate Committee and other committees. And, you know, there's no doubt that this happened. I mean, Fred Malik has since apologized and has joined the American-Israeli Friendship, you know, Council and all these other groups to show that, you know, he wasn't anti-Semitic. But he was, you know, he did play a role in that. And the other thing that he did at the same time was he created a program within the Nixon administration in which federal decisions in terms of giving contracts, regulatory matters, even some law enforcement issues, would be influenced in order to help contributors to the Nixon campaign. And it was a secret program. He sent out one memo about this in which he said, "Don't put anything in writing about this," though he obviously did in that memo. And that, too, was investigated by the Senate Watergate Committee. And when in 1982, 10 years later, Fred Malik was nominated to be on the governing board of the U.S. Postal Service, a Republican-led committee, didn't believe his answers about when he was asked about this, and his nomination was withdrawn. So this is a guy who, you know, it's a long time ago, but he has a shady past, and what is, you know, and he was part of an effort that is the opposite of good government. I mean, John McCain used to campaign as a good government reformer, and now he's putting on his staff a fellow who was involved in this anti-Semitic episode and who perverted government to help a political campaign in 1972. And in the press release, John McCain hails Fred Malik for his, you know, wonderful career as a public servant. And I know John McCain, see him around town, and, you know, he's like all liberals, he used to be my favorite Republican. And I also just liked him. He's just a friendly, you know, enthusiastic fellow, a lot of joy, and it's hard not to like him when you're in his company. And I see things like this happening in this campaign, butting up to Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson after he criticized them in 2000, and I almost feel sorry for the guy. You know, whatever he had that made him special once upon a time, he is selling. It's like a fire sale. He's selling it so quickly in order to, you know, score the big, you know, brass ring of the White House. But I think in doing so, he is undermining and undercutting, you know, the essence of his appeal. And you know, and this Fred Malik thing, which I think I'm the only person really to have written about so far, is just emblematic of that.
8:41, it's 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with David Korn, the Washington editor for Nation. It's like, I've interviewed him a couple of times, too, and always a nice guy, always respectful, but it's like now, it's like he's just blown up. It's like he's all over the road. He panders to anybody and everybody. He makes statements that he wouldn't have made 5 years ago. And
the other thing, too, is he seems to be oblivious to certain realities. He gave this interview a week or so back, which he said, you know, it was safe to walk down, you know, streets to Baghdad.
Right.
And then Michael Ware of CNN came on and said he's living in Never Never Land. If you walk down these streets that he's talking about, you'll either be kidnapped or shot by insurgents. He said he just doesn't know what he's smoking. That he goes to this past weekend, he travels to Baghdad, he goes to this market, and he has, you know, like, you know, Humvees and aircraft in the air and tanks, all, you know, all protecting him. Well, he and some other senators and...
Well, Lindsey Graham gives that absurd speech. Well, I bought five Persian rugs for... No, I bought five rugs for $5. And then all that crap.
And then after they leave, 20 workers from that market are killed on their way home.
Well, because he brought American soldiers with him, and the insurgents say, oh, collaborators.
Maybe. I mean, listen, I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether that was a direct consequence, but whether or not, you know, and then on Tuesday, the market was shuttered again because, you know, the people running the market believed that it wasn't safe. But it's absurd enough on its face without reading the minds of the people, of the thugs who killed these 20 workers. It's just absurd on its face that he's out there saying these things. As I say, I disagree with most of his politics, but he has been good on global warming and campaign finance forum and tobacco.
Which he's also said that he, I mean, at one point he said he was going to publicly opt out of that. He said he was going to opt out of it. He said that publicly. Yep. Then I think I heard him say here a couple of days ago or 3 days ago or whatever that he stood behind it and he would endorse it.
Right.
And I mean, in other words, okay, which one is it?
Oh yeah, I know. He's been very good on earmark reform too. But he's just losing. He has lost his soul. He has lost his soul. And in the course of doing this, he's not doing as well in the polls as I know as he would want to do. He's not raising money, and it brings me back to the Fred Malik thing. It's an act of desperation for a good government guy to bring in a guy who perverted government decision making when he worked for the Nixon White House. It's still early in the game, and one reason you get in early is that you make your mistakes early, and then you try to get the ship back on a better course. He's supposed to be making 3 policy speeches in the next 3 weeks and then have his big official announcement of his presidential bid, which is no secret, of course.
And we'll see,
there's still time for him to gain some momentum. And, I don't think the surge is going to work out in Iraq, but I would be happy if it did. And if anything, if there's a turn for the better in Iraq, doesn't seem likely to me. Well, McCain then can, ride that wave, and that will help him a lot. But right now, his prospects look a lot weaker than they did 6 months ago.
I'd like to see it succeed, too, and I'd like to see us succeed there. But unlike you, I don't think we will. And the reason I don't think we will is because there's no emphasis on getting any kind of political settlement. And without that, it's just not, in my opinion, it's just not going to work. And I think that he does that Baghdad market photo op. That's going to haunt him for the rest of the campaign because somebody's going to, that's going to keep coming up.
I agree with you, Jay.
And then if he runs for president, let's say he gets the nomination, then if the war is still going on, which it probably will be, then whoever runs against him, whoever the Democratic nominee is, or some 527 group, They'll suck that up and use it too.
Sure, and the question will be, why didn't your surge work?
You know what, David? I could be totally wrong about this because others have been counted out and they've come back, but I think he's DOA because he can't get the evangelicals. Dobson doesn't like him. I mean, those folks don't like him.
No, that's true. Well,
and how are you gonna do it without him?
Yeah, I don't know who Dobson likes because the other day, he said Fred Thompson, who may run, he's a Republican senator from Tennessee, ex-senator, probably more well-known these days as starring in the TV show Law and Order. And, there's talk about him getting in the race. And, he has a pretty good conservative voting record. And Dobson said he's no Christian. I don't consider him to be a Christian. I actually saw Fred Thompson the day that quote came out, and boy, was he seething about this. He was so angry. He came up to me first, and he was really jolly. He patted me on the back, said, David, how are you doing? I don't know him that well. I've met him once or twice, but he probably recognizes me from TV the way I would have him. And he pats me, and he was in a great jolly mood, and we're talking. I go, Senator, you got to get in the race. It's really interesting as is, but if you got in, it would be even more interesting. And he just starts laughing. And I said, but what about that Dobson remark today and the fact that he called you, said that you were not a Christian? And his mood changed in a flash, and he just stared at me and walked away. And he wasn't angry at me. That was the legitimate question to ask. I think he was just so outraged at Dobson. And so I still think one great theme of this Republican presidential race is going to be what happens with the social conservatives and the people running, because Giuliani the other day came out for public funding of abortion, not just abortion rights, but public funding.
Right.
You know, so they don't like him. They don't like McCain. If Thompson gets in, Dobson says he's not a Christian. Thompson obviously is a Christian and says he is. So, you know, there are all these sort of cat fights out there. It's, you know, how this is going to play out, I can't predict, but it's going to be a real mess.
Well, if Thompson would go down to Colorado Springs, which is about an hour and a half south of us, and kiss Dobson's ring, Dobson would like him. Because if there's something in it for James Dobson, then he's interested.
Thompson, I can tell you this, Senator Fred Thompson is not doing that. I mean, I think unless... which may be one reason why he doesn't run. He may not run in the end because he may not want to do all these things that he sees McCain doing. He has a very nice career as a Hollywood actor, movies and TV. And if he gets into this and has to start sucking up to people like James Dobson or others, it just may be, well, who needs this?
Yeah, I agree. That may be where he's coming from. And,
I tell you,
and who can blame him?
Republicans have a big problem. You know, they. Of all the leading candidates, they all have problems with the base. Mitt Romney, you know, he's against gay rights and against gun control, against abortion. But about 20 minutes ago, he was for all that stuff.
I know.
And so people are going to take him seriously and, you know, deal with the fact that he's a Mormon, which evangelical Christians are not going to, you know, be happy with. So you look at all the leading Republicans, and there's a problem. You know, they each have a problem with the base. It's going to be fascinating because eventually somebody has to win. The Republicans have to nominate somebody, and I would just, you know, I'd love to see them work through these complications.
Well, whoever they nominate, if it's of the current field, and whoever those folks are, or whoever that person is, and they run. Against whoever the Democratic nominee is, and I'm hoping it's Obama, boy, there's going to be a lot of fertile soil to dig up on these folks. David, thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
Let me just remind people to go to thenation.com and go to my own blog at davidcorn.com. That's Corn with a C.
Oh, I love guys who get on and do that. You know why?
Yeah, believe me. That's
no, you know why? Because I always forget to do it, and I should do it routinely.
And there's also the book I wrote with Michael Isikoff, Hubris, the inside story of spin, scandal, and the selling of the Iraq War.
Yeah, which is a marvelous book, and if I ever run into you, you better sign it for me.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
Okay, thanks, David. I appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Thank you too, Jay. Bye.
Okay. There's David Corn. Smart, knowledgeable, nice guy. 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, more open phones, and then Larry Johnson at 9:30. We'll get his take on McCain's little walk with Lindsey Graham in the Baghdad market. All here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, let's get Aaron O'Neill's take on traffic.
Well, Jay, it looks like this weather's already starting to turn a little bit. Areas to the south, I-25 south of Castle Rock down towards Colorado Springs, that rain already turning to snow. It's starting to pile up just a touch on the grass and over to the shoulders of the road. So you certainly want to slow things down. We'll always start to see things ice up over Monument Hill. Closer to the metro area, it looks like our traffic's starting to loosen up just a touch. Eastbound 6, a little bit better in from Lakewood. Still kind of heavy in between Federal and I-25. Both directions of I-70 back to normal. Looks like westbound Highway 36 loosening up from Sheridan. We're still dealing with a lot of heavy stop-and-go southbound I-25 from 104th getting past 84th and eastbound C-470 trying to clear off two crashes at Broadway and University. Looking at your weather today, cloudy, cold, light drizzle continues and flurries here in the metro by early afternoon. 40 for a high. We're at 33 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at 29th Street in Boulder. Get there for the grand opening today. Discover a great selection of denim and tees, shorts and capris, gadgets, gear, and more. Eddie Bauer at 29th Street. It all starts today.
Randy Rhodes.
Al Gonzalez, if I can call you, of course I can call you Al. You're on my payroll. Al's law firm is the law firm that represented Enron.
No!
Much like James A. Baker III's law firm represents the Saudi royal family against the families who lost loved ones in 9/11. Yeah, that's which side they're on. So I guess, you know, you're either with us or against us. I guess that's the way it goes, Al.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
M.A. Meyer Construction reminds everyone that each year thousands of children are being abused. If you observe any signs of child abuse, notify the proper authorities. This important message courtesy of Mike Meyer and the staff at M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial, where they feel Centennial is a great place to live and raise a family. Call M.A. Meyer Construction at 303-941-8760. That's M.A. Meyer Construction, serving the Centennial community with pride.
Here's something for you to think about. Have you ever got what you really thought your car was worth when you traded it in? Well, here's your chance to get the real value for your old car. Lithia Motors is one of Colorado's largest used car dealers. We're running out of cars to sell. So right now, we want to buy your old car. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, all makes, all models. Bring it in. We want it. You may never get more for your trade than right now. Because we've instructed our appraisers to throw away the book and buy, buy, buy. So even if you're considering buying a car someplace else, come to a Lithia store near you and get cash for your trade for 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. It's the big vehicle acquisition event at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe, at Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana, and Parker, and at Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana, and Alameda. Don't miss your chance to get cash out of your old car. Don't wait. Shop tonight until 9 for the very best selection.
You have a lawsuit pending, and you need cash right now. This radio commercial could change your life. You have bills to pay, and money is a problem. Your court date seems a lifetime away. Well, if you can't afford to wait any longer, call Personal Injury Capital now at 1-800-700-1870. We can give you the cash you need immediately, from $500 to $50,000 or more. And if you lose your case, you don't have to pay us back. Just keep the money. To find out how much cash you can get right now, call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
I was desperate. My bills were backed up and my creditors were hounding me. When I got a check for $20,000, it was a lifesaver.
We've helped thousands of people with pending lawsuits get the money they need and help them put their lives back together. Call right now to find out how much cash you can get. Call 1-800-700-1870. That's 1-800-700-1870.
Kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Dayton Auto Center at their new location at 1444 Chester in Aurora. Stop in for a free estimate by their ASE-certified techs. Call for an appointment at 303-343-1666. That's 303-343-1666 for Dayton Auto Center.
Demp Distributing reminds parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Safety experts agree that the major factors leading to a teenager's death on our roads are inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Demp Distributing in Denver. That's Demp Distributing. They're making a positive difference in our community. Demp Distributing.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:56. It's 56 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, 30% chance of light snow. Now they're saying there's a little bit of light snow, but it's once again what John Turk and I were talking about, John, who produces the show, south of us, around the Castle Rock area, but it's only on lawns and the side of the road. So that's okay. I can live with that. Boy, am I the only one? Aren't you ready for spring really to happen and then summer to come? Happy Passover. Happy Easter. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Then coming up in about 32 minutes, we're going to talk about John McCain's little Baghdad market visit a little bit more. A newborn baby was one of at least 14 children and adults killed. Actually, I think the death toll is higher than that. Well, actually, that's true. 14 children and adults killed when a suicide bomber detonated a truck laden with explosives to a primary school in the northern Iraq city of Kirkuk. That happened yesterday. Then the latest massacre of Iraqi children came as 21 Shia market workers were ambushed, bound and shot dead north of the capital. That all happened after McCain showed up there with Lindsey Graham for that ridiculous photo op in which McCain was going to try to prove to you and me and everybody else that, well, I can walk around Baghdad and so can you, but he failed to tell you that he had hundreds of troops and helicopters and everything else and Humvee, armored Humvees and the whole thing. So we'll do Larry Johnson, formerly of the CIA, and also the U.S. Department of Office of Counterterrorism. He served as deputy director. We'll talk to him at 9:30, and we'll do open phones with you at 303-713-7600. More coming up.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Do you spend most of your time driving in stop-and-go traffic or during extreme temperatures? Do you make frequent short trips? If so, you are a severe driver. Almost all of us are severe drivers, and we need to change our oil every 3,000 miles. For a limited time at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. That's right, just $12.99. So head to AutoZone now.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
We were blindfolded, our hands were bound, we were forced up against the wall.
One of the British sailors, part of the group released by Iran after nearly 2 weeks in captivity. They're speaking publicly for the first time, so let's go live to London and CBS News reporter Larry Miller.
Marine Captain Chris Ayers said the Iranians rammed their boats and had heavy guns trained on them.
From the outset, it was very apparent that fighting back was simply not an option. Had we chosen to do so, then many of us would not be standing here today.
They report being taken to a prison, put against a wall, with the clicking of guns in the background. Navy Lieutenant Felix Carmen insists they were not in Iranian waters, but were given this choice.
If we admitted that we'd strayed, we'd be back in a plane to the UK pretty soon. If we didn't, we faced up to 7 years in prison.
They say they were kept in isolation, except when the Iranian media was there. Live in London, Larry Miller, CBS News.
Well, after a contentious meeting in Brussels, an international panel of scientists and government representatives has produced the latest in a series of reports that predicts dire peril from global warming. Joseph Rahm, who's written about climate change, says it's time for the U.S. and other countries to pay attention.
It should be a wake-up call to all those who say, you know, we don't have to act.
A reaction from the administration. Well, let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Right, Nick. This bleak assessment predicts a hotter and drier Southwest and the prospect of coastal flooding. But White House environmental advisor James Conaton indicates the administration remains opposed to global mandatory caps on greenhouse gas emissions.
Each nation sort of defines their regulatory objectives in different ways to achieve the greenhouse gas reduction outcome that they seek.
Conaton says there are reasons for concern, but he also says global warming could be good for agriculture in some regions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
One group of registered sex offenders in Florida has a very unusual roof over their heads. CBS's Peter King reports they're living under a Miami bridge.
They're living there because they can't find affordable housing that doesn't violate their parole. Sex offenders aren't allowed to live within 2,500 feet of schools, parks, or other places where children are commonly found in Miami-Dade County. A state corrections spokeswoman says the situation isn't ideal, but homeless shelters won't take them in either. At this point, they don't have any other options.
Spring? What spring? Sections of the Northeast have been hammered by a wintry blast. Parts of Maine are under up to 15 inches of snow. That's money in Jeff Ouellette's pocket. He has a plowing business in Bangor.
When you have this much snow, people change their mind very easily. They don't want to shovel 13, 14 inches of snow.
Well, the pace of hiring picked up last month, the Labor Department says, as employers added 180,000 jobs. That's pushed the unemployment rate down to 4.4%. Economist Peter Sperling says it bodes well for the future.
Employers are still hiring people at a pretty nice rate. There's no signs that the economy is starting to tail off.
This is CBS News.
I'm thrilled my husband is such a do-it-yourselfer. But some things are better left to professionals. We learned that the hard way after a recent termite problem. Oh, it turns out household pests can cause major property damage and contribute to serious health problems. Now I trust a pest professional to keep our home pest-free. With my home and family, I don't take risks. And in the long run, we even save money, too. Oh, honey!
Visit pestworld.org to find a qualified pest professional today.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A parents group says a soldier's memorial located near three schools and two playgrounds in Littleton should be relocated because the design showing a Navy SEAL clutching an M16 glorifies violence. The $42,000 sculpture shows a likeness of 25-year-old Danny Dietz, a soldier who died in Afghanistan almost 2 years ago. Dietz's mother, Cindy, says she doesn't buy that argument.
You cannot compare this statue to the Columbine shooting because that was someone doing something out of anger and stuff. You cannot compare shooting for our country the same as Columbine.
Littleton city manager says they're moving forward as planned. The sculpture will be unveiled on the 4th of July. A court hearing is set for this morning in Denver in the civil fraud lawsuit pending against several former Quest executives. Scheduling conference comes as the criminal insider trading trial against former CEO Joe Nagio is in recess for the weekend. And former Broncos quarterback John Elway getting involved in a campaign promoting fitness for U.S. vets.
These guys are the true heroes, and it's really an honor for me to be able to be a part of this and a part of these initiatives to help get healthier veterans. And not only the healthier veterans, but hopefully we can be the leaders to get everybody healthy.
Elway's agreed to be national chairman for a vets program incorporating changing eating patterns and more exercise. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're trying to get things back to normal. We're seeing a big improvement for a lot of our highways, but one stretch that's still struggling is eastbound C-470, starting from Santa Fe, getting over towards University. We had a couple of late accidents in the drive down there, one at Broadway and one at University. Should be in the cleanup stages, but do count on single-digit speed to make that drive across Highlands Ranch. Still an awful lot of traffic, 225 north and southbound, cutting across Aurora. We're still catching those delays southbound I-25, leaving Thornton and Northland. It looks like the rainfall is turning to snow now to the south. I-25 south of Castle Rock, starting to collect on the grass and shoulders of the roads. Things are going to start to ice up over Monument Hill. Your I-70 up in the high country, though, wet roads getting up to Georgetown, then it dries out, and actually sunshine when you pop out on the west side of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Security wait time out at DIA right now, about 5.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Good morning, 9:07. It's after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of light snow, 30% chance, but although Aaron says it's snowing a little bit to the south of us. High today, 40. We soldier on until 10 o'clock. And then the weekend comes up, at least for us. And I hope you're going to have a good weekend. Happy Easter. And happy Passover. And happy whatever. And Now you can go tell your friends when they say, oh, there's a concerted attack on Christianity. Well, J. Marvin over on AM 760 was wishing everybody a happy Easter and had no problem with it. I could have got on and said happy holidays. All right, we'll talk to Larry Johnson coming up at 9:30. Right now we'll do open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's jump to the phones, and we'll go to Tony, who is hanging on in Denver. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, man, how are you?
Real good. Decided to call back in, pitch in my little 2 cents worth again.
I'll do it, brother.
Got it. Listening to your guest speaker talking about McCain and his personality change and the entities that have been involved in some questionable activities with the Nixon administration brought some questions to my mind, which I think might be somewhat significant, and I certainly don't know that I've heard any of the answers. But my question would be, because as a previous prior Republican, McCain was a favorite of mine, and about the time that he was being the rebel, somebody called him to the carpet, and his personality changed 100 degrees, and he's now the entity that we're watching. But the question I have is, who are the leaders of the Republican National Committee that decide and determine who the Republican candidates are going to be, and then what is their affiliation with corporate America, international cartels, the oil companies, so on and so forth? And the reason I ask this question is, in particular, relative to this administration, you had the Ashcrofts, the Poindexters, a number of individuals that were involved in criminal or suspect behavior back in the Nixon administration, and somehow or another they got back into the mix again, which I find totally suspicious. And as we've watched the misdirection and deception coming from the Republican Party, I have to ask, what's the real driving force behind this? Because I don't see Bush as an individual, as anything more than a puppet, a figurehead that's being bounced by a much, much bigger agenda than we're actually focusing on as we address point by point what daily circumstances are occurring. It seems to me that there's just a real tone, an undertone of a much bigger agenda going on here. And you seem to be a pretty damn well-informed person. Maybe you can answer part of that question for me. Who are these people, and what's backing them? How can they continue to be so far removed? Another point I want to make, too, you were talking about the media and their lack or failure to provide us information. I just wanted to make a little note. I had, a couple years ago, contacted John Caldera of the Independence Institute to ask him specifically why we weren't getting more newsworthy question and answers. And his response to me, and it shocked me coming from that particular entity, was that there was not enough entertainment value to the questions to be asked to justify asking the questions. And I think that rolls over intimately into what you were talking about the media and their influence or lack of influence in what we, the American public, are hearing and not hearing. There he is.
All right. To answer the first question, you can go to the Republican National Committee's website, and you can go in there and look and see who's on that committee, and then go and start researching who all of those folks are. And the head of the Republican National Committee, his name slips my mind at this particular time. But they don't determine who the candidates are. Who determines who the candidates are the core of the Republican Party, the same way that the core or those people have a tendency to be activist and more dedicated during a primary season to either go to the polls or go to a caucus. They're the people who determine who the nominee is going to be. Now, Karl Rove and the Republican National Committee and the Republican Party has built a coalition an uneasy but very effective coalition between big business, big corporate donors, and the evangelical right. They use the big corporate donors and big businesses' money, and they use the evangelical right to gin up support and run the ground game. That's one of the reasons why anybody who runs for the presidency, any of those people who run, they have to pay homage to the evangelical, authoritarian, right-wing, religious part of the Republican Party, because they need them. And if you alienate them, then what ends up happening is they will stay home. And if they stay home, then in swing states and places where it's really close, they got to have those folks. The other thing the Republican National Committee does, and the other thing that they've been very, very successful at doing, and also Karl Rove has been successful at doing, and the whole Bush campaign organization has been successful at doing, is voter suppression. And what they do is they go through and do what you saw like in Florida, where they purge all those people off the voter rolls, and when you go look at who they did that to, the majority of them are minorities. And they have done that and operated that in a lot of states. But recently what's ended up happening is people have gotten hip to it and they've been caught. And a good example of that is people in Ohio now know what that deal is. And one of the guys who was behind all that and gave them so much trouble was this guy, Blackwell, I think is his name, who ran for governor and he lost. Because those people know that he's not an open and honest guy. By the way, I believe he's talking to CNN as becoming a commentator. So that's what goes on there. And if you look at the donations about who gives what money, Democrats take corporate money as well. But what's beginning to happen now is that Democrats are getting more and more money off the internet. Smaller donors are coming forward and giving little bits of money, but they're giving more. So that's becoming very influential. But that's how that stuff is decided. That's why when you hear somebody say limousine liberal, rich liberal, elite liberal, and they go into all of this stuff, well, sure, there are people who are considering themselves to be liberal who have money, but there's a hell of a lot of people out there who consider themselves to be liberal, and the most they're ever going to give anybody is $50. The most they're going to, you know, they're middle class, lower middle class, upper. But the Republicans cater to the 1 to 5% of the top income bracket. That's whose interests they're protecting on a daily basis. They're not interested in people like you and me. We don't make enough money. So when you see these people driving around and they've still got a Bush Cheney sticker on their car, if they're not driving around in a Lotus, if they're not driving around in a Rolls Royce, if they're not driving around in a high-end Mercedes, if they're not driving around in those automobiles, or they don't have large investment portfolios and they're not in the 1 to 5% income bracket, then what they're really doing is they're voting against themselves, and they're being delusional, and they're getting screwed. That's that part of it. Now the media. Used to be in this country 30, 35, 40 years ago, it used to be that news and entertainment was separate. For instance, on the air as an air personality, and I started out as a disc jockey, and I was a disc jockey for 17 years, I remember the days when, even if you did a morning show, you did not talk to the newsman or newswoman. You didn't draw them into any conversation about anything, and you didn't solicit any opinions because they weren't allowed to give any, because they were news people. That's not true today.
Amen.
And the other thing is, since deregulation, which started with Ronald Reagan, There's no requirement on the part of radio stations to do a certain amount of news content. There's no requirement on radio stations to do public service announcements. There's none of that stuff. And that's what you used to have. And now what you've got going on is news and entertainment are fused together so that people who are watching or listening can't tell the difference between the two. I get people who call me and they'll say, well, you're a journalist. No, I'm not a journalist. I'm not a news person. Did I get on the radio and read the news? Sure. When I was in small markets, little teeny towns. But I didn't sit there and take the news and joke about it. I read it straight. That's the difference. That's how things have changed.
Do you think then, based on those two points, that might offer some substantial explanation to Obama's fundraising as it, you know, so surprising to everyone, that maybe the majority of us, whether we're liberals, progressives or not, are looking to find that honesty in communication, that honesty in point of view, not being unduly influenced, and I'm making a guess here, obviously, but not being unduly influenced by those major entities that have been driving us down the tubes for the last 3 decades.
Yes, I think people are attracted to the idea of a fresh face and an outsider status, and Obama represents both, and also Obama represents honesty because he is a good, honest guy. Does he make mistakes? Yes, but we all do. But I knew him when he was a legislator, and I've interviewed him a ton of times, and that's why I'm so enthusiastic about him. And the reason that he raised so much money is because of that, and also because, go look at the breakdown, he got more money off the internet than anybody else, and also he's got a lot of money from the African American professional class in this country too. So he has those two deals working for him.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
For every dark force,
I will watch you die.
There is light.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
For every gate,
we will do our best to stop them before they reach Earth.
There is a new beginning.
Let's do this.
Joe Flanagan stars in...
Be a walk in the park.
Stargate Atlantis. All new episodes. Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Card.com. Jay Marvin.
Voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Thank you to Westword. Thank you, really, for that. Even though I've been joking about it, that the only person who voted was me. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of light snow today, high of 40. We can't determine here where we are whether it's snowing, drizzling, or just when they say light snow, we're talking about you need an atomic microscope to see it, because you can barely see it. So, that's what's going on there. Let's go to Hank in Loveland. Hank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I'd like to comment on, you talked about Lebanon a little earlier there. I'd like to comment on McCain's view on Lebanon. He was a congressman at that time, and he actually voted against the extending the Marine stay in Lebanon, going against Ronald Reagan. And he, I'd like to quote what he had to say, if, okay?
Yeah, sure.
The longer we stay in Lebanon, the harder it will be for us to leave. We will be trapped by the case we made for having our troops there in the first place. He went on to say American presence would have make no difference, more factional violence, more innocent civilians killed and wounded, whether the Marines were there or not. I'm not calling for immediate withdrawal. What I desire is a rapid withdrawal if possible. Now, if you bear with me, I got one more quick quote. When he was talking about the anti-war movement after he came back to Vietnam, he said, the extent we admitted any anger, it was toward a system, put the burden on the service of the poor and the powerless. Then through mismanagement, duplicity, and political cowardice, allowed nearly 60,000 young men to die for vaporous national goals. Those who were better off economically did not carry out the obligations, so we forced the Hispanic, the ghetto black, and the Appalachian white to fight and die. To me, that was the greatest crime and injustice of the Vietnam War. Now, when he stated this, I agree with what he said there, but somewhere along the line, he's flip-flopped, and now he's a big hawk, willing to send the same people that he talked about earlier into the same quagmire.
Yeah, I can't figure that out either, and I don't understand why he would do the following things. Why he would attach himself so much to George W. Bush, who smeared the living daylights out of him in South Carolina with that whole black baby out of wedlock rumor, and then turn around and attach himself to him, and then turn around and make that absurd statement about being able to walk around in Baghdad, and then Michael Ware of CNN gets on and says that he basically doesn't know what he's talking about. And then, of course, the right wing echo machine goes after Michael Ware, accuses him of heckling McCain at a news conference that McCain was having. Then the video comes out and shows that they're wrong as usual and they distort the situation. And then McCain, I mean, he doesn't back away from any of that. And you know, it's like he did that whole Baghdad thing, that whole market thing, as if to say, well, I know I'm right. And then it turns out that that blows up on him. And the worst part about it is, here's the worst part about it. The worst part about it is, you don't know what to believe and what not to believe about him. And you don't know where he stands or what he doesn't stand for. And so you can disagree with somebody, but respect them. You can disagree with what they're saying, but say, well, yeah, I respect you, but I don't agree with you. But how do you disagree with somebody who's all over the map? Like, in other words, he's attacking the religious right, and his points were good ones about Falwell and Dobson and the rest of them. Now he turns around, and he's courting them. He's trying to win favor, and they're not going to give it to him. I don't. And then he drags the Straight Talk Express bus out of storage and starts running that around, thinking that that thing's going to work again. And his own constituency and his own party, I mean, the core of his party is already hip to the fact that he doesn't talk straight. I don't know what's happened to him. I'm like David Korn. I didn't agree with him, but I used to respect him. He was always a nice guy. He wasn't nasty. He wasn't combative. But who knows the hell where he's coming from now? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. It must be terrible to want something that bad. You know, Hank, it'd be like me. It'd be like if I turned around and needed a job. So what I did was I showed up on KOA and suddenly was conservative. I can't imagine wanting a job that bad. And I had somebody force that on me once in Chicago. And I can only take it for, you know, 4 months maybe, 5 months, and then I had to quit. So I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Hank, I got to go because I got to get Larry Johnson on, but I appreciate the call, and I hope you stay warm.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, you got it. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic now with Aaron O'Neill. I don't know if it's snowing here or not. I can't tell. It's like just micro-sized, whatever it is.
Yeah, light flurries.
Yeah, flurries right now is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, and it was supposed to show up a little bit later this afternoon, but it's showing up early here. And our temperature actually lingering right around the freezing mark, so we're starting to see a lot of the roads icing up around town. Now, if you're getting onto I-25 heading south...
Were you waiting for me to respond?
I was.
What do you want me to say?
I thought we were talking weather here.
Well, we are talking weather. So maybe if it shows up early, it'll leave early.
Let's hope. Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, God.
How about traffic? Southbound I-25 still slow.
What? Go!
From 104th to 84th Avenue. We're still kind of packed in across downtown. We had a late crash. Westbound Highway 36 right around Wadsworth. Looks like that's clearing up. And traffic looks much better getting up to Boulder. Now, where we're still struggling is eastbound C-470. Santa Fe getting up to Broadway. Had a late accident there. Ended up on the right shoulder now. But we're still looking at single-digit speeds across that stretch. We're still a little tied up I-225, both approaches to Parker Road. Of course, snow's a little heavier to the south right now if you're I-25 heading south to Castle Rock, so you want to take it a little bit easier down in that direction. Looking at your weather today, cloudy, cold, and this drizzle has turned to light snow here in the metro area. It's supposed to reach a high of 40 degrees. I don't know if we're going to make it 34 right now. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You haven't had a Philly sandwich until you've had a Schlotzky's new Philly Dilly, one of three great choices in Schlotzky's...
Stargate Atlantis. Get in the gate to get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3:30:07 through 4:23:07. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel as possible.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
A 1993 Chevy Prism, stock number 68088, sale price only $995. Safety inspected, Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil, and filter. 1997 Oldsmobile Aurora, stock number 68310, $3,995. Safety inspected, Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil, and filter. And the list just goes on and on. But you need to get out there if you're interested in these. Plus, I've got over 600 other vehicles out there. Clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Cleanest that there are. And it's just a great way to save money. So check out their matching down incentive, too. Get out there and see my friends, Spanky Herrera, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, my brothers. They're the best. And also Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Johnny Mays, and the whole gang out of Rockies. They'll do you right. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open tonight until 9, and also tomorrow night until 9, and they're open Monday through Saturday, by the way, until 9. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
We're talking to CEO of InfoUSA and creator of Sales Genie, Vin Gupta, and he's on a mission to help every salesperson and business owner make more money. Vin, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to give anyone who calls today 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Wow. How come?
I want to show every salesperson and every business owner, if you have the right sales leads, your sales and profits will skyrocket.
Well, just listen to how Sales Genie works for this business owner.
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand. No business in the world could afford to be without it.
Quite an endorsement.
I don't care what you sell. We have the sales leads and mailing list you need. And to prove it, I will give you 100 sales leads absolutely free.
Okay, folks. Call Sales Genie to select your own 100 free sales leads. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416. 1-800-500-7416.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of light snow, high of 40. It just looks awful out there because it's just spitting snow. Actually, now it looks like somebody's got a frozen lawn sprinkler on, if that makes sense. All right, let's talk to Larry Johnson. We've had him on the program before, and Larry worked at the CIA. He also served as a deputy director at the U.S. Department Office of Counterterrorism. And we're going to talk to him about McCain and this whole market incident. And Larry, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I hope everything's going well with you, too.
Waiting for spring, and it showed up and then went away.
Yeah, same thing here.
I know.
When's it coming?
Soon, I hope the cherry blossoms are freezing out here.
Well, you're in the intelligence business. give us some kind of estimate. By the way, I forgot to plug this, too. You're now CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates, LLC, an international business consulting firm. Okay, John McCain goes, first of all, he says that there are neighborhoods in Baghdad where you can walk around in. Michael Ware of CNN gets on and says, wait a minute, what's he talking about? And Michael Ware used to be Times Iraqi Baghdad correspondent, and so he's been there since the beginning of the war. And he says, well, you don't know what you're talking about, basically. So then, as if to prove Michael Ware and all the other skeptics wrong, he and Lindsey Graham and some other folks go to Baghdad. They go to the market. You know the story. Lindsey Graham, I bought 5 rugs for $5, and John McCain in the flak jacket. All the troops, the helicopters, the armored Humvees. What's your take on this?
Absolutely shameful on his part. As a former military officer, he should know better than to put troops at risk for a stunt. It was not like those troops that were sent out to provide the security screen for him were conducting that as a normal activity. This was an extraordinary activity. This was something that was added, and it was added specifically so that he could get a photo op in a marketplace. And so in addition to the 100 U.S. soldiers that accompanied him and Senator Graham and Congressman Pence on their stroll through that market, there were additional troops that had gone out earlier in the day and that had actually spent the night before without sleep doing the planning for this operation, having to sweep the neighborhood in advance, having to put snipers in place, having to put some informants into the neighborhood in order to spot and to alert for potential problems. And you're asking people to, you know, it's like asking someone to run out in traffic just to amuse you. And while every troop in Iraq is at risk, this was deliberately putting them into harm's way without having a specific mission other than burnishing John McCain's presidential ambitions. It's sickening. It should not have happened. And the fact that you get others in that delegation like Congressman Pence could say that, oh, reminded him of a farmer's market in Indiana. I mean, for God's sake, I've been to farmer's markets in Maryland and Virginia, and I was raised in Missouri. I've never had to wear body armor to a farmer's market.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And here's something else I wondered about. If the Iraqi troops are getting better, as we keep hearing, then why didn't John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Congressman Pence and the rest of them, why didn't they go to that market with Iraqi troops?
That's the other dirty little secret here, which is not even the U.S. commanders trusted the Iraqis to accompany them. And another shocking statistic out of this last month, more U.S. soldiers were killed and wounded than Iraqi soldiers killed and wounded, which means that despite all these pledges that Iraq is going to stand up so we can stand down, we've got more U.S. soldiers being killed and wounded because the Iraqis are not getting out there and getting out in front. And even a more disturbing statistic is that since the period December of 2003 through March of 2004, the number of U.S. soldiers being killed in Iraq has doubled. Mm. Back then it was about 39, 40 per month on average. Now it is over 80. And that is just, it's almost 90 per month now.
Obviously this fiction doesn't sell to the American public. I mean, there's a lot of signs out there that it doesn't sell. The
right.
Polls indicate that it doesn't sell. The Pew Research Center identifies the fact that the Democrats now have a 16% advantage over the Republicans. The DNC has outraised the RNC so far in money early on. Fox News is running into trouble, and I don't know if this will be long-term, but their afternoon show with Neil Cavuto has been beat by Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room. And there are other signs in the media of this because the public is shifting. But how long do you think the administration and also those congressional Republicans can keep all this up before they finally realize that they're the last people left standing?
This is not like one of those Depression-era dance competitions where you could see who could stand on their feet the longest. But I think, fortunately, the political realities are starting to really come home in a very powerful way that's scaring the Republicans to death that they're going to be ousted. I mean, listen, I am someone who I am still a registered Republican, but I'm going to change that. I voted for Bush. I gave money to Bush in 2000, and I swear to God, the kind of line I've seen out of these clowns, I won't vote for a Republican for the rest of my life. This dissembling, this dishonesty. I mean, just yesterday, Dick Cheney again insisting there's a link between bin Laden and Saddam Hussein on the very day that Senator Levin finally gets the Department of Defense to release the Inspector General's full report, which shows that was just complete nonsense. And yet he insists on it. And it'd be one thing if he was just insisting upon, you know, whether the Yankees were better than the Red Sox or whether the Denver Broncos were better than the Houston Oilers or something. But what we're talking about is getting people killed. People are dying. American men and women in uniform are dying because of his lying. And we cannot have that kind of detachment from reality in this most senior leadership positions in this country.
How does he get it? What do you think's up with him? I mean, you know, I don't want to get on the air here and make a flippant statement that, well, he must have a glass crack pipe in his suit coat jacket or something, or he's torching up in the vice presidential limousine. But what world is he living in?
Well, I've asked that question to a very good friend of mine who was an old friend of Cheney's, and you know, worked with him way back when, and even my friend is completely puzzled. He says he's never seen this kind of intransigent behavior. You know, he said he saw a little bit of it. I mean, during the 1970s, during Watergate, Cheney was defending, insisting that Richard Nixon was without blame, and you know, he would defend that. So he's had sort of that habit in the past, but nothing this extreme and bizarre. I mean, because this really is beyond the pale. Again, it's not like we're arguing on whether vanilla or vanilla with vanilla beans is a better type of ice cream. I mean, what we're talking about here is something that are just plain objective facts, and he refuses to deal with reality.
Same thing with the president.
Oh, yeah.
What planet is he living on?
It is, you know, I think that is what a growing number of American people I know who used to be able to or were willing to defend such behavior are increasingly now standing up and recognizing, hey, you know, these guys aren't kidding. They really are this stupid. They really are this out of touch with reality. And when you recognize that there are, apart from the men and women who have been killed, but the number that are standing up with missing arms and legs. I was with a TV crew the other night getting ready to go on to Oberman, and they had just been down to the Marine base in Wilmington, North Carolina, to receive a group of Marines returning from Iraq. And lined up were all of the Marines that had been sent home who were wounded. And he said, here were these 18 and 19-year-old kids who were hobbling, you know, missing arms, missing legs, horrifically disfigured, hobbling like old men. And he said, and the number was just overwhelming. And he said that just brought it home to them in a way that they had not appreciated. And, you know, unfortunately, this war has been somewhat out of sight, out of mind. And they're continuing their effort to try to intimidate the press by spreading this lie that, oh, the only reason you think things are going bad in Iraq is because the press is not telling you the good news. And yet, yesterday, we had the 97th journalist murdered in Iraq since the war started. That means we've had more journalists murdered in Iraq, killed in combat in operations, than in World War II and Korea War combined.
It's just, it's so appalling, and it's so sad. And I get those same talking points thrown back at me, either occasionally on the air here from callers or in email, and the other big fiction that they're shopping around and keep repeating is this whole thing about, well, you're not supporting the troops. I mean, that goes on here. We just had the state legislature, which is democratically controlled, passed a resolution about the war. So what's the Republicans' answer? Well, you're not supporting the troops. But they don't have any voting record to sustain that argument.
Well, and most of them don't have any kids in the fray either. And, you know, again, I've had two immediate family members over there in combat, and one was seriously wounded. He was in the same operation that killed Casey Sheehan 4 years ago just the other day. And, you know, it's... Once you got your family's blood in the game, then all of a sudden you got every right to speak up, and that's why the parents of Pat Tillman, it's important that they speak up, and it's important that every American, you know, really tackle this head on, because these kids are dying, and the reality is the military will tell you, because I still work closely with the U.S. military. I was over in Iraq sent on a particular mission last summer with them, and they do not have sufficient troop strength in order to carry out the kind of mission that's being levied upon them. And the reality is, we do not have the troops that would be required to fulfill that mission. So you don't send people to do something that they can't do. And at this point, we need to just recognize that Iraq has become a Shia state. It is sympathetic to Iran. And we're going to have to figure out a way to work with the new Shia state and with the Iranian government.
Yeah, I agree. And the only way to stop it, all this, and we don't have the troops to do it, you'd have to lock down the entire country.
Yeah, well, it would take roughly 500,000, 600,000 troops.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, from a military standpoint, the task is doable. But as I had a conversation 2 weeks ago now with a friend who's a colonel. He was on the Army planning staff, and he just said, hey, we're completely crisped. We're toast. And he says, they have completely fried the Army. He says, we're going to be 10 years minimum rebuilding our military, our Army's capability to operate, both in terms of personnel and equipment. So the damage to this, and General Pete Schoomaker, who's the Army Chief of Staff, made the very same point before Congress a couple of months ago. So, you know, this shouldn't come as any shock to folks, but you can't go out and fight with what doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Larry, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the show with late notice, and I look forward to having you on again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks.
Talk to you.
You're the best.
Bye.
All right, there's Larry Johnson, former CIA agent and expert on terrorism. He worked in the U.S. State Department and the Office of Counterterrorism. He is now the CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates, LLC, an international business consulting firm. And, I mean, he knows what he's talking about. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get to traffic now with Ricardo Morgan. Oh, okay, so every day I go like it's Gina Michaels, and then it turns out to be Rick Morgan. And now it's Aaron O'Neill instead of Rick Moore.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Away the book and buy, buy, buy. So even if you're considering buying a car someplace else, come to a Lithia store near you and get cash for your trade. For 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. It's the big vehicle acquisition event at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana, and Parker. And at Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana, and Alameda. Don't miss your chance to get cash out of your old car. Don't wait. Shop tonight until 9 for the very best selection.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-5158 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-5158. 1-800-500-5158.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And AM760.net.
Come on, Merle. Pick it out, brother. God, I love this song.
Each night I leave the barroom when it's over.
See? Those of us who are liberals and progressives, well, you know what? You haven't got the corner on Americana, my friends. I love the American flag, and I love Mighty Merle. And it's his birthday today, and that's why Turk is playing it. Happy birthday, Merle. And he's got a new CD coming out real soon, too. That's Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens, who is married to Buck Owens. Okay, nobody gives a damn, Jay. But I do. I care. So if you're listening over there at KYGO or The Wolf, you can give me a gig when I get fired here, and I can play like classic country music at night or on the weekends or something. Isn't that great? You don't dig it, do you, Turk?
I like Merle.
No,
Merle's not bad.
Just admit it. You don't like it. It's okay, and other people don't like it.
I'm not admitting to nothing.
And it's like, okay, Jay, stop playing that and put on the Grateful Dead. Okay, kill it, because I know the dissension emails are coming.
I mean, how could you not like a song that's titled The Bottle Let Me Down last night?
It's classic. And it's, you know what it is, too? It's classic. It's classic Bakersfield-based country music and honky-tonk. And it's just classic. And it's part of American history. And that's what makes it so good. That and the sound. It's just wonderful. And the country music they play nowadays is all phony and popish. Don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. I don't like the pop country twang stuff.
Yeah, it's all...
Is that what it's called, twang?
No, twang is something totally and completely different. This is all kind of... The stuff that they play now is like... a lot of it's like... wrapped in gauze type country music that's designed to be gigantically mass appeal and not what real country music was, which was a kind of ethnic thing in itself because its appeal was so limited. And now it's big business and big bucks. And when I was doing it, it wasn't either. And we worked on, I mean, when I worked on country radio stations, I mean, they never got big advertising buys or any of that kind of stuff because those people all stayed away from it. They wouldn't buy it because we were all just a bunch of hillbillies. Matter of fact, I remember the days when we used to run ads for Beech Nut chewing tobacco and Cannonball chewing tobacco. Patrick, about 45 seconds, man. Take it.
All right. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, man.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned country music, you know, because haven't you noticed that the Dixie Chicks are not playing on any pop country stations?
Well, you know why, don't you?
Well, of course. You know, they did that cute little thing in London, you know. I mean, isn't it synonymous with Americans doing bad things in London? I mean, Jerry Lee Lewis getting exposed for his strange marriage, the Dixie Chicks saying some stuff about Bush. You know, I've noticed that, but it's...
I don't think what the Dixie Chicks did was bad, and Jerry Lee Lewis, they knew about his marriage to Myra before he ever went to London.
So was it was it the English pop machine that blew out Jerry Lee Lewis on that one, or was it because I mean of course I wasn't even born yet, but I mean
it was the press who was looking for something sensational. I gotta run, Patrick. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And that's it for today. It's terrible out there.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons, now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Free 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover.